chance in life. Now we're getting the third chance at boxing. Nobody's more than Terrence Crawford. You know, big fish on this side too that, you know, I got to fry. Like I said, I'm going to get these belts over here. Then I'm going to come take Terrence Crawford belt because I said I'm going to be undefeated welterweight champion of the world.
SPS Promotions.
What's up, what's up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, joined alongside Ringwalk Danny, appearing like a genie, man. You was just in Dallas, now you're in Vegas. What's going on?
What's up, bro?
My mic on? There we go. I'm back, baby.
Why are you wearing your hat like that?
Oh, man, so the people can see my face.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, man.
But how was the festivities in Dallas, man?
Sensational, man. Sensational. It was a nice, good
crowd. I got to ask you right from the door. Can you compare it to the Mikey one? Was it that, like, electric?
Afterwards, yes.
Okay.
Afterwards, yes. Like, when, you know, when they stopped the fight, I felt like that Mikey Garcia fight. I felt like it was that electric. And then, obviously, Earl helped it by that post-fight interview that he did calling out Terrence and
yes.
The next. I mean, we always ask for that, right, as media and as fans.
Mm-hmm.
We always want the name drop. We want you to say the name, call him out, and I'm excited. I really think we're going to see that fight in the next several months.
Several months?
Yes.
So you don't think it's the end of the year type of thing?
No, and the reason I say that is because when interviewing Derrick James after the fight yesterday, he said they've already been working on it. Oh.
Mics are closed. One second. The audio, the mixer wasn't connected.
Was playing through my YouTube. It was audio was playing.
Yeah, but it wasn't coming through the mics. Yo, they said why Danny ain't safe from BBB. You, yo, that's fucked up.
Yo, why? I think it was Mac and Cheese or somebody said this. Somebody texted me and said this.
Show Kid too. Look at him. They on you, bruh. Can y'all hear me just in case? They said I'm hearing. They can hear us. Do you hear me through the mic or you hear me through like some computer or fucking?
The built-in microphone.
Like, how are you hearing me?
Diablo said I'm hearing.
I know. I've seen him.
I'll start yelling at you. My bad. Sometimes I forget you guys are wearing headphones.
Let's just see what happens with the stream and then we can go at each other. Start, okay?
Hello, why your Irish came out right there?
We, for promo for your hat, which hat is better, Paul, Bass Pro, or TBV hat?
Oh, definitely my shit.
I know which one is better. I'm just
this shit's right. Flimsy as fuck. But it's
for
different.
Sure,
this is different.
Like 10 minutes.
This is different. This is different. This is, you know, it's not really a comparison.
By the way.
All right. I'm acquiring signal. Stand by.
I'll leave the credentials sitting there. We're just waiting for the signal, guys.
Oh. You know what?
I'm bad. I just didn't
select the new live stream. I left it the same, and that's why I was like, hey, motherfucker, you already played that one and fucked that one up. So, let me get the new one back up and running. And I'll acquire the signal. And then we will be back. Thank you for your patience. All right. Let's do this the right way. Acquiring signal. Signal acquired. We're back.
The panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
We have new video from a crash that set welterweight boxing champion Errol Spence Jr. to the intensive care unit. The crash ejected the boxer, but miraculously, he is expected to be okay.
TheBoxingBoots.com. It's been a miracle, and I'm a blessing from God that, you know, I haven't had anything serious wound to have me out for a year or two. It would have been, you know, ending my career. That none of them guys. Wish I wasn't back so fast, but I am back, and I want to fight the top names in the division.
I have to ask you about your eye. We were all worried about you, but you had to pull out of the manning-Pacquiao fight.
I want to fight. Yeah, why not? I got another eye.
WBC of IBF welterweight champion of the world.
That's why I sat back, and I told people I didn't want to come and fight.
You know, I've been getting a second chance at life. Now we're getting a third chance at boxing. Nobody's more a chance proper. You know, big fish on this side too that, you know, I got to fry. Like I said, I'm going to get these belts over here. Then I'm going to come take Terry Crawford belt because I said I'm going to be undefeated. What's the way champ of the world?
SPS Promotions.
What up, what up, what up? We're back, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. It is Sunday, Sunday's Crow Day, and we're going to be serving a lot of that for anyone that definitely picked it wrong. Now, I did sprinkle some money on Ugas just in case he would have got the upset, but I'd pick Errol Spence right here on the show, hence, you know, big fish in the building. So we got the pro bass shop. We're going fishing. I don't know that we're going to catch ourselves a Bud Crawford, but we're going fishing. Danny Alvarez, you were in the building. How was it, my friend?
It's my mic. There we go.
The mic sounds right now.
There we go.
Listen,
no, man,
we got a little bit of hiccups. It's all good.
I got a little bit of a cough, no hiccups, but you know, no, it was electrifying. It was a good atmosphere, especially Errol got the victory during that post fight interview where he called out Terrence Crawford, what everybody wanted to hear, and then interviewing Derrick James after the fight where he
let me just say, thank God he did that, bro. Like, we were here. I actually got the clip I want to show you. Hopefully they don't freaking flag us because of the way that it's made. But we wanted that. George, give me a screen
share. I need you guys to reconnect SwitcherCast on your end, and then we'll have a screen share available.
All right. So hopefully we don't get flagged because it does have the post fight on it.
Mm.
But let's see. Ready?
Man down.
So,
man, now,
as you can hear us in the background,
is, baby.
We're going crazy. We're going crazy. Look, it's got music in it. Let me not show this action. Take it down. But look, we went crazy because we're like, yo, he better call him out. He better call him out. And then, boom, he called him out. And he was aggressive with it. It wasn't a regular call out either. It was a couple of mother effers in there. I'm coming to get that belt. Or excuse me, mother effing belt. And some other good stuff, man. He gave me the right energy. So at that moment, how'd that arena feel?
Oh, man. All 39,000 and some change.
Someone spilled any drinks on you at that point?
No.
Thank God.
But let me tell you. Let me tell you, this was pretty fucked up, Frank. I'm sorry.
Frank, who's Frank?
Frank is a cameraman, and his camera was sitting on the floor, and I knocked a gigantic glass of water that had no top on it, and it spilled all on the camera.
Wow.
Thankfully,
and who's Frank with?
Seconds out. Oof. Yep.
Hopefully they got insurance on that thing.
Camera was good, actually.
Oh.
Yep, the camera was good.
Well,
so.
Lucky you and him.
No, it was electrifying in there. The building went crazy, obviously, when the fight came to an end, and even more so during the post-fight interview. It was a great atmosphere. I loved it. And, you know, it's always good to be at a fight in Cowboy Stadium, AT&T Stadium. So.
Yeah, man.
And let me tell you.
Tell me.
There was some action. There was some side action going on.
Well, actually, you were live for that side action. You're talking about the altercation between Jamal Charlo and David Benavidez's father, Jose Benavidez Sr.
Correct. I just happened to be strolling on by ringside and,
at the right time.
At the right time. No, honestly, can I tell you how I figured out what was going on?
Tell me.
So they had us on a riser.
Mm-hmm.
Which that was my first time at AT&T on a riser. Usually it's literally ringside. So because I'm further back, I'm looking at the ginormous screen, right? And whatever fight was going on, it was one of the undercard fights. I see scuffle in the back. I'm like, oh shit, what's going on? I'm like, oh, that's Charlo. I saw him. I saw that outfit when he walked in. So I ran over there, and sure enough. So that is up and on the website. You know, for those who haven't seen or who want to see a different angle, who want to see Sam Watson and Steven Espinoza talking down David Benavidez, go on YouTube.com.
Let's get a screen share.
The boxing voice, you know?
So for those that can't see, this right here is Jamal Charlo saying something. Let me see if I can hear what he says. Just put it back a little. You broke, bitch? What you think? What you think, Bo?
Man,
Bo, what you think? One more time. Let's do it one more time. What you got?
He definitely said you broke, bitch.
Okay. So this is Benavidez, if you haven't noticed already. This is David, the son. This is Vito Menelecki, the father, not to be confused with Junior, just in case you didn't know that either. And as you can see, that's Charlo.
Let it keep playing if you'd like to see Adrian Broner.
Let him know he's good. He's good. He's a fighter. Cool. I don't care who he is.
We're talking about Broner right there.
Who's that? He's a fighter.
Yeah, so they basically Broner was supposed to be, his seat was like between Charlo and Benavidez, like somewhere in the middle of that. And they didn't want to let him through because they're like, oh, nobody's getting through since they were trying to. But, yeah, I mean.
So, isn't this guy Steven Jackson, you said?
That's
he's towering above everyone in that arena.
Call him Stack 5.
Yeah, so.
That's his nickname, Stack 5.
We have about a 10-minute interview with Steven Jackson and Derek James from After the Weigh-In on Friday. If anybody would like to go check that out, obviously on our YouTube page. But funny thing about that was that, so Steven Jackson was there trying to play mediator. Right in that situation, but when I interviewed him, so after I'm like, yo, let's get a picture. He's like, yeah, come on. He knocks my hat off my head. Hat falls on the floor. He picks it up, has to like clean it off. Then he puts it on my head all sideways, and it's all like bent in. But it's pretty cool because in the picture, I'm like, Steven Jackson did that.
Is he super tall in person?
Yeah, he's pretty tall in person. He's pretty tall in person. Let me actually
let me go to it. So it's crazy because, you know, YouTubers use the words scuffle, brawl, altercation. These dudes are like 1,000 feet from each other.
To be fair, they were closer.
When?
Before I ran up.
So. Okay, so you're late. No disrespect, but I'm just saying. So this is the end of it. Look at Zab Judah right there.
You're going to see right here. They're going to try to hold David back. Let it keep
Look going. At Rayo. This is Rayo right here. And Zab should pop up around here somewhere. I just seen him.
We also got an interview with
here
Zab.
Here goes Charlo right here trying to sneak around. If y'all ain't noticed, look. See him right here? And he got the perfect meme mug. Can I? Let me see. Oh, it doesn't let me? Oh, I can't. That's it. Don't let me super. He's like on some creeping around the corner shit. Look. What is he saying right there? I just got to ask y'all, though, like, why does Charlo have this? I mean, take it down anyway, because this shit is so corny, man. You want to fight a dude in an arena, but you won't fight him in the ring. You want to fight a dude in an arena, but you telling him he got to get vaccinated to fight you in the ring. He got to fight you at a catchweight to fight you in the ring. He need a belt to fight you in the ring. But when you see him with your boys, you want to fight him in the arena. Wax sauce. Just keeping it real, man. They just my thoughts, man. Yo, when you do this clip, put the fucking Jay-Z. They just my thoughts. Because for real, these dudes is out here on some wax shit. Like, I tell people, I'm not really a 160-pounder, bro, but then when I see you in the street, I'm trying to pop off. Even though there's a million motherfuckers in between us, like, I hear you, though, man.
Politics as usual.
I hear you, man. Make that fight. And let me tell you, the video I seen, like Danny said, he got there late.
You said that.
If you see someone else's video, you're going to see Jose Benavidez Sr., like, let's make the fight. That's all he's saying. He ain't saying you broke. He ain't saying you bitch this. Let's make the fight. You want to fight right now. He want to make the fight. Make the fight. Get this pay-per-view money. I'm paying for it. I'm promoting it.
Absolutely.
Get this pay-per-view money. Try and snatch that Cinco de Mayo date. Show Canelo that you guys are worth something, man.
No,
but you trying to fight in the street. Like, come on, man. Let Earl shine, man. Ruining his shit. Everybody, like, what was it? Stanonius and Batiev was fighting when that was happening,
oh,
right?
Oh, hell no. I want to say that was either the Pip. I want to say that was the Pitbull fight. That was co-main. That was, like, right before.
Yeah, I think you're right about the Pitbull fight. We got a super chat. Just came in from my man, Chick Chick O'Reilly. Is that the first one of
no,
the day?
No, we got Mad Ben 100 saying Spence leveling the playing field. Strap season is Cyclops season.
Mm.
Let's go!
Yeah, that's crazy, man, that he's like now. It's like, what? This is second orbital bone he breaks. Kell Brooks.
Yeah, Kell Brooks. Yep.
Now Ugas. And Ugas can't even get surgery. They telling him to let the swelling go down before they even think about the surgery.
Mm.
So he out. So ain't no Conor Ben fight for him. Conor wasn't expecting his face to be broke. But they'll still take him like that. Look how many people took Kell Brook with a half a broken face. Chick Chickarelli says, $10, shout out to him. He says, lost money on every small bet on undercards. Need crow pie. But one big on Spence Ugas props. Predicted would not go the distance. End by KO and 10th round stoppage. Damn, that's money if you pick 10th round. That was like plus 2,100. So you need a little bit of crow. I got you for that. You found it? And we're going to go ahead and ring the alarm for you anyway. Because you did make some money and you picked the 10th round. Shout out to you for having the guts. I wonder did Super Megs win because I seen him pick like 6, 7, 8. I don't know that he went the 9-10. And that would be unfortunate, you know what I mean? I'd be mad as hell if I paid for 3 rounds thinking he going to get the stoppage and then he got it 2 rounds later. But you, as you can see, we themed for the big fish, Earl Spence weekend. Got my man Danny, a.k.a. Ringwalk, even though he don't want to walk. He wouldn't meet up with someone. He's like, yo, you too far in the arena, man. I got to sit in my seat. But we eating sushi. We catching fish out here. We're Crawford at. Come on, bud. Get in this motherfucking ring and get these belts.
Big fish season.
You know what I'm saying? We fishing out here, man. We caught us a big one.
You haven't been fishing?
I prefer crabbing, man, to be honest with you. Even though you need like a million crabs just to get filled up, you know what I mean? I still prefer crabbing.
You fish for crabs?
Nah, I'd rather go crabbing than fishing.
So how do you crab?
You get the little cages. When you drop it, look like a T, and it opens up, poof, poof. And then you tie a piece of chicken to the center. Crab go up in there. They always munching, but you don't ever get to see because you drop that so far down. So you just got to drop it,
in the
wait
water.
A while, bring snatch it up. And
so is it just one crab per catch, or is it multiple crabs?
Hell, multiple. They even got the baskets where it's like all metal, and the crab got to float in, but then they don't know how to find their way out.
So you did that in the DR?
Nah, I did it in Atlantic City.
And
Pleasantville, my aunt had a house in Pleasantville when I was small. We used to go out there all the time, like for the summers and shit. And she lived right off the bay. So that's what I'm saying. I was always in the water, man. That's why I was a good swimmer. Yeah, I mean, no, I wish I was rich, but that was my mom's sister or like, yeah, I guess her sister from her father's side or her mother's side. And we would take trips out there for, you know, whatever. Like right now, my daughter's with me for spring break. It would be like that. We would go to Tiatatica's house for spring break. You know what I'm saying?
Tiatatica.
And be at the motherfucking bay. Her sons grew up white. Like they was fucking, they got me in a skateboard. And I had a whole motherfucking phase where I was like,
Slow down, Danny.
I know. He said it was a prop. My man going hammy ham. Caught him a big fish.
This season.
Yo, but yeah, man, I had a whole phase on a
skateboard.
Yo,
you seen me on Showtime?
Nah, but I seen you in front of the ring. Like, I don't know. You was looking like that. I seen that shirt too. I showed it to my girl. Like, look, he bought the shirt. And you was looking like a little bit. You was looking like a light-skinned version of, even though he light-skinned too, but Suge Knight, because the way you was posing, then you had that red shirt, and you know he always wore the red silk shirt. Nah, you too young. I get it.
No. I'm just saying, like, I can't help it if I'm a boss. If I look like a boss.
I hear you.
I'm a little bit.
Yeah,
you know
I'm giving
mean?
You a compliment.
I've been in the gym.
You've been in the gym. It's been like a week and a half since you've been in the gym. He's still saying that. You better go to the gym tomorrow.
OGPG said red silk pajama shirt Danny.
Okay.
Red silk pajama.
That still costs a lot of money. That's the Cadello style.
Yeah, man. Dos Gabbana.
Nah, yeah. Don't get it fucked up. That wasn't no Dolce. That was Fashion Nova. Your best buddy.
Damn, Supermax didn't hit on the rounds, but he hit the stoppage. See, that's what I'm saying. Yo, that's crazy to bet on the round and then not hit it, my man. He got it two rounds later, little jerk. I mean, in a good way.
Yeah, so what you bet?
Bro, well, I bet on the upset. Just in case. That was the only bet. The just in case upset.
That's all you bet?
That's all I bet. I ain't no gambler like that.
Yo, your man's in there fucked my parlay up, yo.
Who?
I was due to win $945.
Who?
Your man's in there, bro.
Say his name.
Stanonius.
He won. Oh, you picked against him.
Of course, man. Butayev looked like a killer against Jamal James.
Yeah, I told you, though.
I was there, bro.
But what happened, though? Stanonius with that fucking jab, bro. He was, yo. And his head. Did you see his head? How did it look in person? Did you get to see that knot? Bro, that knot was crazy.
Check your Cash App, Ness.
All right. But before that, I got Sway in Brooklyn who says... Yo, Cash App was so late yesterday. It wasn't sending a text like it normally sends either. Spence Crawford is 50-50 fight. Spence punch output more than prime Pacquiao, but is slow starter. Spence throws 20-plus punches around than Bud. I guess he meant to say more than Bud per round. Yeah, we'll see, man. We'll see because, you know, that old phrase in boxing is – what is it like? You know, you fight to the level of your opposition, or, you know, fighting someone great brings the best out of you. So maybe Earl goes in there and throws his 1,000 punches, but that makes Crawford do something else, right? Like, he has to adjust, and, you know, people call him the king of adjusting, no?
Did you see how Spence was reacting to the body shots late, though?
I didn't really notice anything. The only thing I noticed was that you know, the couple shots where his mouthpiece fell out, and he explained that.
What'd you think of that?
At first, I thought, oh, shit, he got hurt, and that's because of the accident, the eye. Like, he didn't react right, but he said it. Like, yo, I did a rookie mistake. My mouthpiece it wasn't custom. It fell out. I went to get it. I should have protected myself. I believe him.
Yo, did you hear? So I want to say it was a couple questions after, yo, this guy asked Earl, like, you know, are you concerned? Because this isn't the first time it's happened.
What, the mouthpiece?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Somebody doubled up.
Yeah.
And what Earl said.
And he was like, yo, this isn't the first time it's happened. But Earl was like, you're right. It's not the first time. He's like, you on point. Because I was looking. I'm like, oh, shit, you know.
So when was the first time did it happen? Was it post the fake teeth?
He said the exact fight.
It got to be post, because
ever since the fake teeth, he's been having a problem keeping his mouthpiece in.
I mean, why? Are you saying you remember it in Danny Garcia fight?
That's why I was asking specifically, so I could just clarify that it's been post.
If you know out there, drop it in the comment section. Help us out. Do you remember the last time Earl Spence's mouthpiece was knocked out of his mouth? Listen, we got a Cash App from Hawk in Maryland. This says the big fish Spence strap season. Crawford. Why you spell his name like that? Crawford next. Yo, Kian, can we get the names of the winners from last night? Just want to remind everybody.
Did a giveaway last night?
Oh, we did multiple giveaways.
That's dope.
What we give away?
We gave away. What did we give away, Kian? Grab a mic. Oh, yeah, we gave away an autographed Polaroid. We're giving away an autograph. We're bringing Polaroids back. We're bringing Polaroids back. That was supposed to be my impression of, like,
Jordan Baker.
Justin Timberlake. Jordan Baker. Shout out to Jordan Baker, who is a pound-for-pound supporter. And look at that. You know, even though he's already a pound-for-pound, he still was super chatting and putting in raffle tickets. And then, boom, he won. What did he win?
He won the Polaroid.
He won the Polaroid. It's
and
be
if you want that Polaroid, you got to send us your addy.
Yeah, I think he sent it to you already. Let me double check what you got.
I do my best.
And then the month free of Patreon is Big Fish Davidian.
Okay, Davidian, you get yourself a free month. Shout
at
out.
At what level?
15.
Ooh.
Yeah, we giving him the Big Fish status.
And then if the 1 out of 100 exclusive white TBV shirt goes to Jordan Baker as well.
Oh,
twice.
Doubling up.
And then
Florida boys.
The glove. Signed by who? Who is it signed by again? I forget.
Earl Spence
that's
Jr.,
right.
The Big Fish. Best dad ever in Baltimore. He actually sent his address already. I gave it to you. So he's ready to get that Earl Spence glove. Shout out to the best dad ever. And if you want to be part of the festivities, you don't want to be left out. You want to start getting some of these swag bags. You better join us. Every Saturday, we're going to be doing our own live fight test. We decided we don't need no stinking fights from Mexico to get busy. We're going to get busy right here with the real boxing fights.
And let me tell you something.
We even had the Super Chat wheel out.
Let me tell you something. I actually brought some shirts from Texas to give away.
Oh, what kind of shirts do you got?
Some Yoda that needs a Western.
Oh, who guys gave you some shirts?
Yeah, his people gave
which one? Silas? Trainer? Who?
Nah. It's his man's in there.
All right, nice. Well, I'm sure somebody's going to want it. They fought. They had a great fight, and Ugas, you know, he's no shame.
Yo, and I mean, you got to give him credit, man. The heart that he displayed, you could tell he was upset when they stopped it. He wanted to continue going, and, you know.
Kian.
You got to give him his flowers. You know, he gave us a tough performance, so.
Kian, should we still do a giveaway when we get to 134,000? Because right now we're like on 133,941.
Absolutely.
Damn, so I came up short.
And one of our TikTok viewers said, Spence had on black Air Forces. No way Crawford wins.
He had black Air Forces at the weigh-in. Yeah, and it was tied to the top. Someone actually made a post about that. This got to stop. And when did it go from Timberlands to fucking Raggedy Air Forces anyway?
No, what are you talking about? No.
To the South.
Hold on. What do you mean it went from Timberlands to Black Air Force?
Bruh, everybody knew back in the day, you threw the Tims on, you were stomping a motherfucker out.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, you put on some
coat.
Brand new Air Force Ones and you a killer.
Nah, it's not that you a killer. It's you on some shiesty shit. Like,
there you go.
You got to watch out. You got to watch out.
You don't care about you, your future, or anybody's future.
Yeah,
who the hell said that? They Air Forces. Where'd this come from?
That's the South, man.
That's why I'm
we took over
you,
the game.
I mean, the Air Force has been a New York and Chicago thing. So I'm not even gonna. You get what I'm saying? But like we started that. Well, really New York started that. Really, it was New York.
Didn't Nelly come out with the Stumping in My Air Force Ones?
Yeah.
That's the Midwest.
I mean, yeah, St. Louis.
You're trying to take all the credit, but Nelly did snap it.
Yeah, but
but Nelly just
Nelly,
jumped on the wave,
but
he made it global.
He
made it global.
Before Nelly even dropped that New York, they was calling
we was already
jiggers. They was calling them the jiggers.
Coke boys.
We was already on Air Forces, but Nelly did take Nike worldwide, and then he even got a deal with them. You know what I mean? Like,
shout out Nelly.
Those songs he made off them.
I mean,
we got two super chats.
Same thing could be said about Jeezy, right?
Yeah.
You know, in my Air Force One.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't
but he was later, though.
In my Air Force,
yeah, but he was way later. You can't give
saying,
him credit for something that Nelly did fucking a
saying,
decade before him.
Even though Jay ain't have, like, the
decade.
Song.
About a decade.
Nah.
About a decade and an actual
shit.
Decade is a
all right, look it up. That's some producer shit. Look up when Nelly first Air Force One song dropped, and then look up Jeezy's while I do this Cash App. Hawk in Maryland says, I go crabbing with a string, Ness. TBV number one. Yeah, man. Well, I need somebody to take me crabbing. I haven't been there, been doing it in a while. So yeah.
Super chats.
Yeah, I'm refreshing the page. Don't want to. I like to do it in order.
Bradley Savage.
And that's who's next. $4.99, $5 super chat. He says Doc with the perfect stoppage. I had Spence in the 8th and 10th, won $1,200 off Ugas I. I also had EJ stoppage and under 10.5 rounds. Shout out to the Big Fish. Shout out to you. That's a lot of wins, man. Shout out. You really believe he put that every type of way he possibly could, damn near.
Ran 16 said Chief Keith brought the Black Air Force Ones to the new generation.
To the new generation. That's what I'm saying. Like,
shout out Sosa.
That's new generation. Like, that's what I'm saying. How could you give someone credit for something that already existed? Like, Jay-Z was wearing Air Forces.
Nelly dropped Air Force Ones
literally,
in 2002.
Uh-huh.
Jeezy dropped the Air Force Ones album and song. All that came out in 2003.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so he was riding the wave.
Nelly did
he was
first.
Riding the wave. That was Jeezy trying to ride the wave then. I got Tip Bayless, not to be confused with Skip. He says, looking at the Spence last three fights, a healthy Keith Thurman right now stylistically a problem for Earl Shrimps. The one-time hook hit different. I wish I could believe you, bruh. I was like a huge Keith fan, man. Matter of fact, let me
until,
hit Keith
until
up,
until
man.
He,
Ugas didn't even let his
I'm
hands
to hit
go,
Keith
so it was a fight, but it wasn't a fight. Like,
I'm literally going to say my
why
little,
didn't he let his hands go?
Because he was getting pop, 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 pop.
Spence too strong.
Exactly.
When you getting pop, 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 hard to let go.
But the body shots, I seen Spence reacting badly to those body shots. Like,
do you got a clip?
It was a pay per view.
That shit all over, man.
I had to do something illegal to get a clip of that right now.
ESPN literally has like the. Did you read the Michael Carpenter article on ESPN? They have a huge
about
clip.
Ugas' face.
Just the article in general on the fight, but they got a huge clip. I'm like, wow, this. I thought this was a pay-per-view.
Okay, like a video.
Yeah, hell yeah, they got a video.
No, I didn't read the video.
No, because it's a video above the article, champ.
Okay. No, I didn't check it out, but I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going to definitely look for some footage of Spence reacting to those body shots I'm speaking of.
So any questions on TikTok? Who do you got? to the tick.
Crawford joined the Mayweather Protection Program.
Oh, shit. That should have been the fucking title. Did y'all see that?
Floyd's comments about...
Woo! Fire! Now, if you check my archive, didn't I say he should sign a Floyd? Yes, I did. I'm truly the oracle of this shit, but they're going to miss me when I'm gone. I'll tell you that. Listen to me. I love that. The fact that he's literally coming out like, I want Terrence Crawford. I talked to him. I could get him the fight he wants with Earl. What's bigger? If you Earl and Crawford, you want Mayweather in the mix of that. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what Tank's saying. He could be disgruntled, but he got big because of that Mayweather love over there. All that, you know, there's residual for hanging with the TBE. Come on. Do you agree?
Obviously, the highest earning, you know, athlete in the sport, TBE, the best ever, 50-0. Anybody associated with him is going to get more spotlight. We were just talking in Dallas. I'm like, if you with Floyd, you know you're going to get an opportunity. Like, I gave an example, Ronald Gavril, who...
Gavril, yeah, he got two shots.
Who I grew up, and see, this was before...
Oh, you grew up with him?
No, I'm saying, like... Here in Vegas, I kind of saw him grow, right? I kind of saw him grow as his career because he was doing all the club shows out here. And then he got his title shot, and I'm just like, wow. Like, bro, I don't think no other promoter would have got him a title shot. I mean, look at the success of Badu Jack. You think about fighters like Jay Leon Love, Ashley Theophane, Ishae Smith. Like, these were fighters who, obviously, they put the work in. But some of those opportunities, I feel like, were made possible largely in part of, you know, Floyd Mayweather and Mayweather Promotions.
Absolutely.
You know, they got matched right to where it's like, okay, still an opponent to get you moved up the rankings to be able to get there. But, you know, they get these opportunities. So, you know.
Reveal even got the Benavidez shot, didn't he?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's David. So the first fight, I was there for that.
All Mayweather fighters got a title shot. I don't think you can name one except Ladarius Miller and the other dude, Lonnie. But maybe Lonnie got one against Kovalev. And if he didn't get one against Kovalev, he had the Kovalev fight. He had to win. Know what I'm saying?
Did Lonnie fight Belanga?
No. Lonnie fought
Kovalev.
Uskatsky. But I'm saying that was his last fight. Was Uskatsky.
Everybody except Ladarius Miller. Look, Tabidi got...
But I want to say even Memphis got like a interim.
Who's
shot.
Memphis?
Ladarius Miller.
Oh.
I want to say even he got like a regional belt of some sort or opportunity. Let's see. But go ahead. Who all have got title shots?
I want to say Tabidi versus Duxedos. Obviously, Rolly versus Tank. Tank versus Pedraza. Who else is Mayweather? Savannah Marshall left too soon.
Ladarius Miller just fought Michelle Rivera, the Muhammad
right.
Ali.
Mm-hmm. But before that,
for a vacant USBA title.
So you know, let's not forget. I was actually there for that. Ladarius Miller had that win on Jamel Herring that then led PBC to let Jamel Herring go. They let him go after that Ladarius Miller loss, and then that's when Top Rank picked him up. He dropped down from 35 to 30, and, you know, obviously became champion.
Bounced right back.
You know, bounced right back.
With the win over what, Carl Frampton?
Well, the Carl Frampton win, no, that was way after. The Carl Frampton win, that was, to me, probably his best win as a champion, But it was before that. I mean, he beat Lamont Roach for the title. So, you know, but that was 2016. That was the week of Mayweather McGregor. That's when PBC used to do those toe-to-toe Tuesday cards and whatnot. And they did one out here the week of Mayweather McGregor. And I was there for that, I remember.
Super chat.
Who we got?
Mike on Sports.
Oh,
shout out Mike.
Mike Gross.
Gross the boss.
Salute TBV and my guy Bama Bo. Shout out to you, bro.
Shout out Mike Gross. Mike on Sports.
What check up? What up, champ? So on TikTok, we got Ivan that's saying that Benavidez versus Charlo needs to happen ASAP. Two beefing outside the ring. So I guess he meant that both of them are beefing outside the ring. I agree. I would love to see that fight. I think that's a pay-per-view fight. I think especially next, if Canelo doesn't do Arthur Beterbiev, Joe Smith winner, I think Charlo Benavidez is bigger than anything Canelo can do outside of that. Because obviously if he fights the Arthur Beterbiev.
Light heavy undisputed.
If he doesn't, if he chooses to fight Rada or Beterbiev.
Are you saying that?
Yes, they steal the date.
No. I'm asking you, are you saying that, okay.
Yes, I want them to steal the date. I want them to assume that Joe Smith and Beterbiev can't get it on in time to give Canelo time to make Undisputed in September, and they both plan for September. They take that date, man. Stop being scared. Take that shit.
Well, you know, we've seen it in the past where I wouldn't say necessarily has backfired, but it hasn't stopped promoters from competing, right?
Well, it didn't stop Canelo from fighting Josecito Lopez when Martinez and Chavez fought in the Thomas and Mack Center.
While Canelo was at the MGM. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. We've definitely seen it before, and it'll be interesting, right?
Oh, that's right. They're saying that the GGG fight is next. You think that's next? Even if the Beterbiev opportunity is there? Because I don't know that he's going to go down to 68 just to fight Gennady for his own belts and not fight the Beterbiev Joe Smith winner next. Like, why? Like, you're just giving Gennady an opportunity when you can be making history. But I know that there's a bag attached to it. Sway back with another one. And he said Charlos Benavidez has to be for an interim title. Well, Benavidez already has an interim title. Come May, he'll be beating the brakes out of David Lemieux for that. So if Charlo wanted Benavidez to have a belt the way he keeps screaming, that is that belt enough? Or is he going to say that's an interim title? Because I don't know that he's going to want it, you know?
Oh, yeah, who's going to want it?
I don't know that Charlo is going to want to fight Benavidez for an interim title.
Yeah, but if that interim title practically guarantees you Canelo next, wouldn't you want to do that?
It doesn't ever guarantee you.
I mean,
Charlo's been in that position already, so he, out of all people,
yeah,
Charlo's not going to believe that just because I beat Benavidez means I get Canelo, because he was the mandatory Canelo and didn't get Canelo.
But what I'm saying, so you don't take what Canelo's saying, fight each other and then we could make something happen? You don't take that as a...
I take it seriously, but, you know, I'm sure the fighters take it with a grain of salt. They understand that this is a business, and if the business don't make sense, Canelo ain't fighting them.
And to get to your question regarding Golovkin and, you know, obviously the Beterbiev versus Smith Jr. winner, one thing to note, the penciled in, because there has been no official statement, no official announcement, but the penciled in day for Arthur Beterbiev versus Joe Smith Jr. is June 18th. So let's remember, Mexican Independence Weekend this year, that Saturday, falls on September 17th. So it would be pretty much a three-month turnaround. So the question there now becomes, does the winner accept those terms if there was to be a change of opponent for that September date? Does the opponent agree a three-month turnaround? Because, you know, we see these champions fighting twice a year. So are they going to want to fight mid-June? And what condition will they get out of the ring in? And would they even be able to turn around by September 17th? So just something to note.
So you're saying Selecki and Charlo, because I'm not expecting Benavidez to have a problem with Lemieux. You're saying Benavidez, you're saying what, Charlo Selecki? We have to see how that goes, because they won't be able to turn around?
I literally just said Joe Smith Jr.
Oh, Joe Smith, I'm sorry.
And Beterbiev.
Okay, because I'm like, both of those guys are in pretty decent fights that they should be able to see each other in September.
Yeah, no, I'm saying Beterbiev, that unification fight between Beterbiev and Joe Smith Jr., it's a three-month turnaround regardless. And then it's... Okay, not just as a three-month turnaround, but
are they going to be willing to, are they going to be able to, you know, physically fight 3 months later? You know, there could be cuts, there could be things of that nature. So I'm just saying,
yo, internet undefeated. They already created a meme of me and you wearing the Pro Bass shops and the killer Young Dolph talking about which one of these three killed Young Dolph.
What the hell?
Yeah.
How is that funny?
Oh, like, look.
What the hell? Oh. So the killer of Young Dolph at the cookie shop actually had on a Bass Pro Shop hat.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't. And undefeated is a good word. Internet is crazy, bro.
Yeah,
I would have never.
This was definitely not the thought process.
Oh, my God.
You know, Errol Spence, Big Fish, that was definitely.
Yeah, this is Big Fish party.
This is a Big Fish party. This ain't no, we ain't.
Come on.
I ain't no killer, but don't put. Nah, we
ain't
no killer. Yo, we got a new. Oh, that's a super chat. That's from Riley Russell, fat $20. No message. So we just going to drop that bomb for Riley because, you know, we appreciate the support.
Riley Russell, amateur boxer out of Decatur, Alabama, actually.
Oh. Oh, I hope he right. I hope you're right.
He in Atlanta. He in Atlanta now. Yeah, I know
him. Okay. Well, shout
damn,
out.
Damn, so he tuning in because of Bo?
He tuning in.
Oh.
Right before the show and
shout out to Riley Russell then.
Hey, make sure you hit that subscribe button.
Yeah, man.
And
we
hit the thumbs up. We got 643 people watching live right now. But we only got like 100 and some thumbs up.
And
hit
we're trying
thumbs
to,
up, bro.
We're trying to get to 134,000 right now. We have 133,950. So if we get 50 more, we're gonna be giving away another grab bag. So we might get one of these shirts, one of these beautiful hats on the wall, maybe even a hoodie. The hoodie.
Might get one of the Team Ugas.
Team Ugas shirts, you know.
Yeah,
Danny
Ringwalk.
Brought back some Ringwalk Danny Ugas shirts.
Yeah, y'all lucky.
Collab.
Y'all lucky they ain't fit me, so I'm like, they for the people now.
Mm.
You missed the best dad ever Super Chat as well.
Oh, let me go and check that out.
Said, that's an important one, too. You got a message for
me. He said, you checked your email. I sent my
I got that. I got your addy.
We got it, Best Dad Ever. He said, this is about to be a great year of boxing.
Yes, it is. We got Lord Roka. He said, y'all taking phone calls? Show up. 1-425-569-5241.
Call me now.
We're going to open up the phone lines now anyway because,
actually,
you know,
this is another $20 super chat.
Oh.
This time from Chingon.
Oh, that's Abe. That's Abe. He's going to be in the building April 29th. It's going to be going down. There's going to be some 1942 Magnum in the building. We're going to have bartenders. We're going to have, like, sombreros, mariachi. I don't know.
But before that, this Wednesday, we'll be having our 420 show. Our butt tender has confirmed.
Danny got to hire the butt tender, so we'll see how good it is.
So
smoke weed every day.
Yeah, so she has confirmed she will be here.
Did she try the outfit on?
Where's the outfit?
The outfit's been here.
Okay.
So you have not been doing your job.
Oh, my bad. I've just been in Dallas while you sitting here getting drunk on the show.
Oh. Did you get an Errol Spence interview?
Of course.
Really?
Of course.
No, not the one question that you asked him at the press conference. I'm talking
You ain't see.
Throw the camera in his face.
Well, Derek gave me and Tyler access.
Oh, nice. Shout out.
Yeah. It's not up yet. It's only been about 24 hours.
I mean, did you put, like, urgent in the subject matter line? I don't know. You might have to learn how to be a little more professional.
We got Sway with a super chat saying.
He's back. Three. That's number three. That's
ring
number
that three. Alarm. Ring that alarm.
Shout out Sway. Sway, I always be saying you from Brooklyn. Am I right, champ? Like, help me out.
Word is. Ryan Garcia wants to fight Gamboa next.
That's hilarious. Yo, nah, the word is he wants Isaac Cruz, but Isaac Cruz talking about, you seen Dan Rayfield's tweet?
Yeah.
Dan Rayfield's so mad. Why he getting mad? You know what I'm saying? He said he got to get in line. It's true. Doesn't everybody want a shot at Isaac Cruz right now? Why won't I be feeling myself?
I don't know if everybody want a shot at Isaac Cruz after last night's performance.
Oh,
he a killer.
Yeah.
He a killer.
Yep. But know, people understand what he brings to the table.
Let me tell you something.
He brings death. He brings chaos.
I wasn't impressed by his
pain.
Performance.
Oh, you wasn't?
Nah.
I thought
he looked better against Tank.
I mean, it ain't about better. How many knockdowns he got? How many did Tank and Haney got? End of story. Yo, if you are on Blog Talk, don't forget to hit that number one button. Then we'll know that you want to get on the phone and voice your opinion. But no, I'm not saying you can't rebut. I'm just, you know, throwing in that little message to go back at you.
Yeah, so it's like, cool. Tank fought him, right?
How many knockdowns he got?
Gamboa Gamboa tore his Achilles.
And still didn't get more knockdowns.
It looked like he tore it last night, how he was wobbling
all
around the ring.
It did look like that, right? But then Gamboa faces tragedy and loses all hope in boxing when he stepped in there against Devin Haney. Like, nobody has 12-0 Gamboa before. Devin Haney 12-0'd him, right? And then Gamboa's preparing to face Chris Colbert, and Gabe Flores breaks his fucking ribs, right? So then Gamboa goes, come on, man, like, he's damaged goods. He's damaged goods. Like, you want to talk about a fighter, but it's not the same fighter.
That was his last payday, right?
But that's okay. You went into that fight understanding it might not be Gamboa's better days, but he did Gamboa dirty.
He did.
He didn't play with his food, and that's all that matters.
And look, he got it off the ding-ding, like AB said.
Yo, I got to get to this comment, though. I've been waiting for you to stop. It looks like I'm going to just go with Randall? No, that's right. Ran Huzzle. I don't know. But he said they running a trade on Gamboa. And it's true, bro. Everybody's just taking Gamboa and fucking him up. Yo, again, if you're on Blog Talk, you got to press one at least one time so that we know you want to get on the show and talk yo-ish. Maybe you picked it right and you want to celebrate. Maybe you picked Ugas and it's time to serve you some crow. Looks like we got Mr. PBC on the line, but
really quick, Stephanie Sims with the super chat saying hi.
Hello. Hey Stephanie. Shout out to the 7%. I wonder if we got more this month because last show, La Jessica was around. So it's like two girls now.
Yo,
no,
what's that other girl? Foxy Brown, too.
No, Foxy's always there, though.
Oh, okay.
Then we got Mary.
Mary's also there, too.
Yo, we got Matt Garcia, member for 13 months at the prospect level. Shout out to you, champ. I know y'all was in the building last night. He says, time for crawfish to jump into the deep end.
Mm.
And he puts two shark emojis.
Mm. Yo, yeah, man. They talking about Gamboa's chin on TikTok, and that chin is crazy, man. He got the worst chin in all of boxing, bro. I'm pretty sure, like, I remember who he fought. Was it Tank that he fought that they was, like, publicizing that he had, like, 16 knockdowns in his career? And now, I mean, Eastside just put, like, another six on it last night.
How many Bud add to it?
Well, Bud was earlier, but, yeah, Bud put him down, maybe three. He was slamming him down.
He always get back up, though.
He like Trinidad without getting a knockout. Trinidad he'd get dropped, get back up, and win.
Algieri got knocked down what, seven times?
Ooh,
against six times
against Pacquiao and still went to decision.
Yeah,
Big Fish got him.
That took everything out of him though. He never been the same since that fight. I mean, some will say it's since the Ruslan fight where he became champ, but like he just never been the same. His best fight post Pacquiao was Amir Khan. He did good in the MedCon, I think. We're going to go out to Seattle, Washington.
Bibble, Premier Boxing Champions presents
Mr. PBC.
Anybody think they see some flaws in my game? All out.
Hey, Buzz, stop crying. Join the team.
Our Heyman is a blessing to the sport of boxing.
The sun is shining. The chick stays shining.
Fuck Top Rank. Good job, Allen.
Last time I checked, unification is Trump mandatory.
Because Al Heyman and PBC offered me something bigger.
Show me.
I guess I got to be like everybody else and say Al Heyman. I can quit my job now, baby.
SBS promotion.
What up, what up?
Yo, what it do, what it do? Man, it's a beautiful day in the PBC neighborhood. We living good. Hopefully, you know, Bud, he's ready to do what he need to do. Hopefully he don't try to pull no little slickster move and go over to Pro Bellum. But I can't wait for the fight with Bud and Earl. Earl definitely did his thing last night, man. I was definitely screaming, stop the fight. The first doctor little visit he had, Ugas. They definitely needed to stop that fight, man. Ugas, you know, his game plan was, I don't think he had one. I think it was, he was so hyped up, and for the moment, he didn't forget about the fight. Because, you know, he was hitting Earl with some stuff. And it's like he doesn't know his power or something. It's so weird. And the dude did that little turtle shell, Ninja Turtle shell, and just assumed that he can just avoid punches. It was very, very weird, man. But shout out to Earl, man, for getting that win. I definitely won some money. And that's really about it, man. Earl did his thing. Shout out to Texas. You know, they're killing it over there for him, man. You know, I see one thing that Bud's not going to do is go to Texas to fight Earl. Shout out to the referee for Boytiff too, man. That referee was, we probably would have needed him for Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, because he was on that dude's ass. I mean, Boytiff couldn't really do anything other than just, I mean, he couldn't even hit the dude a certain way. You know, shout out to Stanley Yonas, man. He got his referee lined up, making sure he could win. That's my call, man.
You sound mad at that, but I hear you. I hear you. I'm glad I picked Stanley Yonas. He was
We got a new contender.
Yes. Great. Actually, he's just rejoining.
Okay.
But shout out to Sway that rejoining YouTube members. Definitely head on over there and check out the verbal debate between me and Danny when we jump in Malignaggi. What else we got over there? We got the behind the scenes with Shakur Stevenson. We got some behind the scenes with Shane Mosley.
With Sean Porter.
Sean Porter. Is the Porter up yet, kid?
Yo, let me tell you something.
The Porter's not up yet.
I want to say two things.
I swear
real
to God,
quick.
That's insane. The Porter's not up yet. We don't even have shorts from the Porter. I'm going to kill
Ken. Kill Ken.
It's on the way.
Nah, it ain't Ken for
nah, okay, it ain't Ken.
It's on the way.
It
ain't
we
Ken
got
for.
Chris. Well, actually, before I read that super chat, I do want to shout out Texas because our last caller. Shout out Tony Salgado. He came through with that fire. So shout out to you, bro. You thorough for that. And I want to, bro, it was nothing but fat asses in AT&T Stadium. Last
nah,
time,
I hear
let me
you.
Tell you.
All flavors.
It's always
man,
like
all
that.
All flavors. Bro, let me tell you, because I had a friend at the fight. So, bro, I was telling her, even the big girls got fat asses, right? Like, I know some big girls that they ass just blend into their back rows. But, bro, even the big girls was you know, fucking dragging a wagon in the stadium. Like,
they had them, what's them shits called? Them girdles.
Waist trainer.
The waist trainers at 100 million. You know what I'm saying? Suck it up for the night. Cat. Yo, matter of fact, she had the waist trainer. She was out there trying to get her motherfucking fish. You know what I'm saying?
bring her
little man home. You understand? Because that's how it be. Then you get home, that's like, it's like a fucking air mattress in your room.
A busted can of biscuits.
He said a busted
can
of biscuits.
You see how he coming out the side and shit, fucking Chichos.
Yo, we got Chris Andre boxing with the super chat saying Ugas not jumping on Earl in round six was weird. Busted
word.
5 and 7 and again nothing. Ugas a low volume counter puncher, so waiting for that. Excuse me. That one moment as he ain't outworking him.
Yo, Danny be burping like he drink nonstop beer. We got to get you some.
No beer.
I know, but that's, and it's shocking because you're like always, you know, but we should get him Gatorade before the show. I mean, the other one, ginger ale before the show.
Ginger I was about
I'm
to grab me
a ginger
ale.
We're going to have to get you right before
you like
the
your
show.
Ginger ale
man.
With the Chick-fil-A ice?
Ah!
Do you like it with the Chick-fil-A ice?
I do. Like, I like everything
no
with
more.
The Chick-fil-A ice.
No more.
Yo.
Now, Chick-fil-A closed on Sundays. Chick-fil-A closed on Sundays.
Nah,
word?
Yes.
Wow. You
yeah.
can tell I don't
you
go
know,
there.
Nah, let
did
me
you
tell
guys say that Stephanie Sims sent us a nice little super chat sticker saying, hiya?
Yeah,
so
we
all
got to
say
that.
Hi, Miss Sims at the same time. Wow. 1, 2, 3.
Hi, Miss Sims.
That's kind of like,
hey, Miss Parker.
When you going to let me fuck you, Miss Parker?
Don't do that.
Yo, Chris Andre. Oh, no, Andre Boxing. Did you say that one?
I did.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
But who we got next, champ?
Who's next? On the line, looks like we got David Maldonado in New York City, who was extremely happy to hear his personal message from Shakur Stevenson answering his questions about whether or not he was Puerto Rican. If you don't know the answer to that, that means you haven't joined our YouTube members or our Patreon, so you're just missing out.
We did it first, and we motivate even the greats.
Oh, what a big shot by Lopez! I told everybody!
What he done to the boxing world to be number one in a junior weight division?
SCS Promotions.
What up, what up, what up, what up, David Maldonado?
Yo, Ness, good looking for the shout-out, bro. As far as Shakur Stevenson goes, La bonita bandera, la bonita. Anyway, yo, if there was ever a perfect time to make the Spence versus Crawford fight, it's now, because both of them are coming off of their best performances. Errol Spence had his best performance. Terrence Crawford had his best performance. I mean, at first I was hoping that we can get Crawford versus Thurman first, but being that Spence didn't take no punishment really, I'm thinking they could come back around and probably do it in August. Do you think that's too soon for that fight? I mean, Canelo fights every 4 months. Do you think Crawford and Spence could happen in August? Hello?
August might be a little soon, though. You got to think about it. They
need
still,
to promote it.
They still need to finish.
I'm thinking November, December, October.
They still need to negotiate. They still need to, you know, obviously they're going to have to promote it the right way, make it a big event, you know, to the
but
casual.
Yeah, you know what my problem with that is? I don't like November because Crawford hasn't fought since November, and it's not right that Crawford always got to have a year layoff, man. I want Crawford to go in there sharp. He fought Sean Porter in November, you know, and before that he fought Kell Brook 1 year before that also, man.
Yeah, but that was his problem, though, because he was with Top Rank. Come on, man. He knew they didn't have nobody for him.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Yeah.
But you know what? Crawford's a gym rat. Crawford's not the kind of guy to come.
He needs to fight, bro. Come on, man. But he's a
but
free
you know
agent
what,
now. He's a free agent now.
It could work out for Crawford. It could work out for Crawford. Crawford's not the kind of guy to get fat and hang out in hookah lounges in between fights anyway. He stays sharp.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, it's the perfect time. It's the perfect time for that fight, man. And as far as Keith Thurman goes, assuming Jerron Ennis handles his business, I think they should serve Keith Thurman up to Jerron Ennis. And then the winner of that fight's the winner of Crawford and Spence. As far as Crawford and Spence, I ain't going to lie to you. At first, I thought it was going to be like a one-sided mismatch because I see Crawford as a better fighter, but Spence did make some improvements. I've seen some little subtle head movement and improvement in the defense in the Ugas fight. As far as Ugas kind of remind me of Danny Garcia. He don't let his hands go enough, but unlike Danny Garcia, he doesn't have the power to keep you honest, you know? And that's pretty much it, man. That's my call.
All right, David, thank you for calling in. If you're on Blog Talk and you've been waiting and you're like, yo, why you haven't gotten to me? Maybe it's because you haven't pressed one. Right now we're going out to Mad Bent in Kansas City. That is
Mad
not
Bent.
Mad Bent. That,
that
is not Mad Bent. This is Mad Bent.
Hello?
What's up?
What up, what up, what up? Great fight last night. Just like everybody else, I won a little cash on the knockout on 10 rounds and under. So that was good for me.
Nice.
I didn't bet on Stanionis, but I know he was going to win. That winning is better be of.
Butaya.
That young man does not move. Butaya, he does not move his head unless you punch it for him. That was crazy. Smash with the same jab and left hook. I was like, my dude, move your head. But like Teddy said, if you don't move your head, the other guy's fist is going to move it for you. I got to get cool because I pick my man to touch up Brandon Lee, and he just went in there to try to survive. It was horrible. It was white. So is the fish gonna eat the crawfish and turn him into crawdaddies, or is Crawford gonna have a fish fry? That's the question. That's the question. I pick Spence.
Okay.
I've always rolled with Spence. That's my guy. But we'll see. Crawford is very, very good. So we'll see. All right, man. Great show. That's my call. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it.
We got three super chats here. We got S.A. Shout out to S.A. He was rocking out with us yesterday.
Heavy.
He said, like a can of biscuits, laughing my ass off with the laughing my ass off emoji.
And then we got Ken saying, air mattress and can of biscuits. No, laughing my ass off.
We got TX Bulldog Boxing. Texas Bulldog Boxing says, Hope Spence,
haters,
enjoy the crow. Three belts, two eye sockets, big fish. All right, all right. We're going out to some more callers. On Discord, I got Majid, New Jersey, Florida, Ohio. What up?
Everybody need to like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members and Patreon for something. Shout out to Spence for, I guess, breaking bones. Yeah, that Eastside Cruz, you know, I guess that shit was some fun shit to watch because I kept going on YouTube and just watching that little two-hit combo and that loud-ass shit sounding like a shotgun. But other than that, shout-out to Bama Bo being on that shit.
My God.
He done made his way up there. Other than that, I don't got shit to say, but everybody liked the video. Fucked up, listen. I'm out.
All right, all right, all right. So, what other fighters were you impressed with on the undercard before we continue to go down the line of callers?
Man, Rayo, man. Beautiful, beautiful. Look, man, I thought...
You thought I was bullshitting.
Ooh, no, I did.
Smoked him, too.
Smoked him, man. He turned them into some pack. He was smoking on that bandido pack.
It was a fish fry. Yes, he fried him, bro.
Man, he was spectacular. And ran into him at the airport this morning, man. Very humble. Staying in the gym. He's like, yo, going home, seeing my peoples. Got the gym there and then heading back to San Diego, keep training. So, you know, shout out to him. I was that was probably who impressed me the most last night. Be honest with you, I was extremely impressed by Rayo.
Yeah, man, he's calling out Ryan Garcia as early as, I don't know, a few hours ago, I think. Let me just pull it up. And, you know, he probably should have, you know, spell checked it and stuff. Let me get a screen share. But he said, let's get it on. I'll show you a real fight. Fire emoji, double face emoji at Ryan Garcia. And, you know, obviously he put Sean by mistake. It's probably a typo.
If you were advisor of Ryan Garcia, would you allow him to fight someone like Rayo?
If I was the advisor of Ryan Garcia?
Yeah, would you allow him?
Garcia, I mean, if Ryan Garcia is anything, at least half of what they say, he should be able to beat Rayo. That was Rayo's step up. And, you know, let's be real. If we're calling Gamboa done, what is Francisco Vargas, you know? Gamboa has always been better than Vargas. But what's interesting is that I got two guys that look at other sports, and it was Damian Lillard. Can we get another screen share? I don't know him, so tell the people, is he important? Does it matter that he's the one that's saying Rayo versus Ryan next?
Oh, yeah. He was on Hot Boxing with Mike. They were watching old fights like Jack Dempsey, if I'm not
mistaken.
Oh, wow.
He got 3 million followers.
Yeah, I mean, Dame to me is the most underappreciated player in the NBA. I think I've met him actually as a fan. I was ringside for Ward Kovalev 2.
Yeah, major boxing fan.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ward Kovalev 2, and we sat two seats down from each other. So he's extremely knowledgeable on you know, on what it is he's talking about. You know, Nez, but I have to disagree, bro. I don't think that Bandido was more done than Gamboa. Like when we talk about
what?
I don't believe that. You know, when you talk about Bandido, you're talking about a guy
who... Two Burchelt Wars, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
All right. Gamboa got the fucking brain splattered in that Crawford fight. Like, he literally punched him down face first. Everybody dropped him in his career.
So
Salido.
How could you say that Bandido's more done than Gamboa?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying people think Gamboa's done. I think Bandido's more done than Gamboa. So, you know what I mean? Are they going to really look at Rayo as a threat is what I'm saying.
I mean, regardless, at the end of the day, he fought a guy who was 11, and no, Bandido did, and Rayo. And, yo, Rayo stepped up and did what he was supposed to do. Like, for somebody who's 11-0 at the lightweight division, who's not high in the rankings, Bandido Vargas isn't a bad fight, you know, given that he's only been stopped by Burchell.
No, it was a perfect fight for Rayo, but what I'm saying, if I'm Team Ryan Garcia, we shouldn't be afraid of Rayo. He just fought an old, faded champion. That's all I'm saying. I love the win for Rayo, but again, if we telling Gamboa to retire, aren't we telling fucking Vargas to retire? It's a podcast, yeah. So that face needs a sound.
No. I mean, I get where you're coming from, but I just feel like if Gamboa's been fucking dropped by me, you, and our grandmothers, then Bandido's only, up until last night, he had only been stopped by one man.
Look, it is what it is. I get it. Oh, shit. I be forgetting he Mexican because the way he talked. So I guess it's like his nationality, like he pulling, like, yo, don't talk about Vargas like that. But like at the end of the day, he's done.
No, I'm not saying that he's not, but I just think that it seems like you're not really giving Rayo his credit.
I'm the one who was bigging up that fight. Why are you trying to change it on that? No, I'm just saying if people are discrediting Gamboa on today's show, how can you not say the same about Vargas? That's it. That's the truth. I think that's the truth.
All right.
But, I mean, you made your case. Maybe I'm wrong. I got Mad Bent 100. They better not blame me for this. Sticky Paws has the shitty paws reception. Ryan versus Rayo. Sosa Smith. It was 1,500 at plus 265 equals almost 4. And 300 at plus 400 equals 12. What are we talking about? That's the money you made, Sosa? I know you be betting.
That's what he said last night as well. That I calculated last night at 17.
Oh, shit. The Wilder came out of him. You heard him? He said, I calculated.
I calculated.
That's that Alabama shit. I love it.
Hey, shout out Wilder.
Can I get some more sushi?
Yeah, I was actually about to get some of that shit. I ain't going in front.
Say no more.
I want some of that.
How many do you want this time?
Man, you could do another.
Danny has already eaten two rolls so far. So,
nah, you lying, bro. Give me another four pieces.
Four pieces? Say yeah. No more, my guy.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
And then
hold
on. Let's finish the Super Chat. We still got Mr. PPC. We got Chris as well.
So, Mr. PPC is saying, bud, it is time to sign the PPC now. If you sign with Floyd TM, I think he meant TMT, but the butt ugly truth is you still signing with PBC. Floyd Mayweather said it first. Hashtag time's up. We have Chris Andre Boxing saying best thing about Rayo is that he became the first PBC man ever to thank God before he thanked Al Heyman. I don't know if he was the first one, but
word.
I think it's usually God then Al Heyman. We got KDDR saying, loving that. Oh, that fish on the table must be
big fish season, baby.
Must be a representation/illustration of the EJ in a few months' time when Bud knocks him out in rounds 8 through 10. The fish and belts will look good in his trophy case. 2-time undisputed Terrence Bud Crawford. Sosa Smith coming in with a super chat saying, yeah, bruh, add it. It was multiplied like $5 away from 5,200. So shout out to you and your winnings, obviously, on this weekend of fights. You know, obviously, I wasn't here to call the fights with you, Ness. So I'm just curious, bro. Who were you impressed by? We also had, obviously, Conor Benn with his destruction of Chris Van Heerden, Alicia Baumgartner with her first title defense. Who were you impressed
Fantastic
by?
Weekend, man. I think that we...
How long were you guys here for yesterday? I'm curious.
12:30 to,
about
I don't
nine?
Know, 11 maybe.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So because, you guys went way after the fight?
Well, the Ben fight didn't finish till like 2:45, so it was no sense
no,
in
no,
leaving.
No. I'm saying after the Earl fight because you saying you didn't leave till 11. I know it was over way before that.
Nah, no, it wasn't.
We had to stick around for the post-fight. He had to call out. We had to talk about it. We were spinning the wheels. Super chats was coming in.
Actually even stopped the super chats. It was more about, like, the fight. That's just how long it went. I mean, I don't know. What time did we leave? Is 11 wrong?
11 is wrong. It was more
Everyone
like
was out of the building at 10:30.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
30
now,
minutes.
That's still a good, you know, because I'm sure – it was probably about an hour and a half, closer to 2 hours after the main event was over that you guys left. So obviously a lot of callers, a lot of super chats, a lot of spinning the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
But any fight, obviously you were impressed by Rayo.
Impressed by Rayo, impressed with Earl. He got a stoppage. He got a stoppage, broke a face. Like, impressed with Earl. Who else? Impressed with Stanonius. Mm. I thought Butaev was going to be way dirtier, and it was going to be more problems for Stanonius.
The referee,
he did his thing.
The referee warned him in the first round with the very first behind-the-head blow he threw to not punch behind the head.
Yeah, but he still was doing it. He was doing everything, forearms and everything, because I remember even the Mantis ran at him with a forearm because he hit him with a forearm. He's like, all right, well, here goes one for you, and I loved it.
The referee took a point from Butaev as well. Mm-hmm. So the referee actually made it a clean fight. Shout out to the referee in that fight last night. Don't know his name, but I'm going to look it up and give
him
a shout out.
Damn, he must have hear me when I said I wanted some too.
You wanted some? Say no more.
I do.
What'd you think about Lawrence Cole and his performance in the main event?
You talking about the ref?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even notice him.
Mm.
Did he do anything in the main event that I should have noticed?
People felt that the mouthpiece situation was handled wrong and that he should have let them keep fighting.
That's true. I said that when I was live, like, yo, why is he stopping the action? But that's what you're supposed to do as a referee. When the mouthpiece falls out, you have to look for the right time to stop the action. It's always up to the judge, referee's discretion. So we can never get a perfect ref because it's on them to make the call. It's like, you know, they judge, jury, prosecutor all in one on that night in that ring. Sosa Smith says Vargas, Josecito, and Gamboa need to hang it up. I don't know. Josecito actually fought pretty good. He at first he was letting Cody bully him, and then he turned it around. Not in a winning way. He turned it around in a, like, body language. Like, yo, I'm not going to let you walk me down. Here, take some of that shit back. But, you know, he made Cody switch up. Cody started boxing. Like, Cody came in that ring tough and then was like, oh, time to switch it up. Here goes some jabs, and I'm going to use the ring. So I don't know that Josecito needs to exactly hang it up, but I get what you're saying. I understand. I see all that. But I don't know if he don't have one or two more fights left in him.
We got KDDR with the $10 super chat.
Another one. This is the second one. What does he say? No, I think we got that one.
We did that one.
But we got Sosa Smith with another one. That's three in a row. Ring the alarm. I've been telling y'all, Earl got strength and conditioning, which is funny because he had a new strength and conditioning coach for this fight, and everybody was like, oh, he needs to get with Blu-ray. Looked like he did his thing without Blu-ray. We're going back to these phone lines. They lit.
Let me tell you, Derek James spoke credit a lot to the nutrition.
Mm-hmm. They even talked about that in the post.
That's exactly so. So just want to throw that out there. Obviously, they're happy with the results as well. But
he looked phenomenal, man. Let's just be real. He looked the best he's ever looked, or the best he's looked in a long time. So shout out Earl Spence. Congratulations on the win. Thank you. Thank you for calling out Terrence Crawford and not disappointing us. That's really the word, because I'm sure we would have been disappointed had the energy been something else. But we got a brand new caller in LA, big city of dreams. What up?
Yo, what up? What's good, family? It's my first time on the show. I appreciate y'all. Man, I just have to say that, man, to me, that's Errol Spence's best performance, man. I give him about maybe 75-80. He got hurt when he got hit to the body a lot. And also, he was swinging really, really wild, too. He throws all that power that he got into them hooks. He do that against Crawford, he going to get countered. He going to get hurt bad. So, you know, that's my take on it. Ugas didn't really fight back, so I don't know what, you know, what the whole hype with Spence is about. But I respect Spence. You know, I'm glad he won. You know, congratulations to him. I can't wait for the fight between him and Terrence Crawford. But it was all right for me. Ugas didn't even fight back. He just stood there. So I appreciate that, man.
How do you see the fight with him and Bud Crawford playing out then?
Man, I see Crawford winning in the around 8th or 10th round. Yeah, man, I think he's going to go back to – I think Spence is going back to doing what he always do, not really moving his head, throwing him wild hooks, and he's going to get caught.
So he stops him. Wow.
He can't fight like that. He got to move his head. He got to stop swinging so wild. Ugas had a chance to win the fight, but he like I said earlier, he didn't let his hands go. So he
Jim,
got one
what's
of
your name?
You said what?
What was your name?
My name is Rocker.
Rocker. Just want to
Get
it down just in case you call back in. I want to be able to address you by name.
Yeah, for sure, family. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling in, man. Look forward to your calls, champ.
Y'all got the Tony Salgado Super Chat?
We sure did not.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. We got
Tony Salgado saying, just tuned in. What y'all think about that Pitbull fight, bro? Shout out to you. I said I wasn't that impressed. I thought he just was looking for that knockout.
What you want?
But
man, that's what
he's supposed to do.
Pitbull go for the kill.
Yeah,
but what you wanted to actually kill the man? What would have impressed you?
What would have impressed me for him to get the knockout and be defensive at
didn't
the same
he get,
time?
He got the knockout, so you wanted to see some defense.
But I just appreciate being able to.
We've seen defense in the Tank.
That's
fight.
Crazy.
He went 12
see?
Rounds with the biggest puncher in boxing, pretty much, in Tank Davis, and then. I mean, I don't need to see no more defense from Pitbull. I want to see the Pitbull be a Pitbull.
I feel like I'm so not biased. Like, how could you not give him credit, but
now
turn around and give Haney credit?
I
or not discredit Haney, but discredit Pitbull or expect more from Pitbull. My man got the knockout Haney couldn't get.
Yeah, but
Savage style.
Haney ain't get touched. My man's got touched. So like, I'd rather you don't get touched. And you
bro, what
touched.
Sells? Not getting touched or
nah,
getting that savage
nah,
knockout?
Absolutely not.
Technically, based off Floyd Mayweather, not getting touched sells better. But what's more exciting to watch? Knockouts. And I want to see knockouts. Isaac Pitbull Cruz delivered. Tony Salgado.
I want to see knockouts too. You get what I'm saying? But I want to see knockouts like Canelo James Kirkland where you rolling under the punch that's coming
right.
your way.
You want to see some sweet signs.
Of course. You know, I appreciate that.
But
I
you do a lot
that.
Of film study. You watch the old fights and things like that. Before I even met you, I used to talk back and forth with you on IG about the film study you were doing. So I can respect it.
Yeah, you know, to me, I appreciate like the sweet peas of the world. Like that's those are like boxes. I love watching.
That's one question I really want to ask Ronnie Shields was how was it training Sweet Pea? Because I literally would watch Ronnie Shields when I did some film study in the corner with Sweet Pea, and he just would not listen to nothing. I want to hear Ronnie talk about that specifically because Sweet Pea wouldn't listen to nothing Ronnie was saying at all.
It's
funny you say that because I gave that number to Brandon today. I'm like, yo. Why we don't have Ronnie on the show?
Brandon gonna deliver. Brandon always deliver.
Yeah, I just if you guys head over to youtube.com/theboxingboys, you can check out my interview with Ronnie in Dallas this weekend.
Let's go!
Talked about the whole AJ situation. You know, when AJ came to visit him and obviously his fight with Usyk coming up and many other things. So go check that out, youtube.com/theboxingvoice. And just want to give a special shout out and a huge thanks to all of our listeners that were in Dallas this weekend. I had a lot of people, you know,
come up to me asking finesse and, you know, just wanting to meet, shake my hand, take a picture. So shout out to the whole community.
A star was born.
You're
a star now, Danny.
Nah, definitely not saying that, but
you out there with the red silk pajamas on, know what I'm saying? People walking up, they know you. They're asking for your partners.
Yo,
you got access. Hey, did you show your credentials?
Oh, man.
You got the credentials. I'm going to show it. Know what I'm saying? He got the credentials and things. You just don't get access to things like this, know what I'm saying? You got to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
Salute Danny, a star.
Man,
putting
man.
In that work.
Shout a humble star, though. A humble star.
Ring walking.
Shout out to y'all, man.
Y'all get to the super chat from
Mr. I got PBC. Mr. PBC Seattle, Washington with the $5 super chat. He says, ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you. Hashtag Fugees. Hashtag the butt ugly truth is you redlined. No top rank. No DAZN. Come on home. Hands up emoji.
Oh, that's funny. Come on home. I love it. No, man, that's the fight we need. And, you know, I just want to say something real quick because I said it to his face yesterday, and I'm going to say it now, man. I want to give credit to Derek James. You know, I think Derek James is one of the top trainers in the sport of boxing. To think, I was telling him yesterday, to think that the next, you know, he will have or may have two undisputed fights in the same year as a trainer. That is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so shout out to Derek James doing his thing. And
it would have been amazing if he would have got Marcus to beat Beterbiev.
Because he would have had three unified
champions. That
would
have been
champions,
historical.
Three unified champions at the same
consistently.
Time.
Consistently.
Yeah.
Consecutively, excuse me. Crazy.
But I mean, you know, that was an extremely tough fight. But still, the work that Derek James does with Earl and the work he's done with Jermell, you got to give him his credit. And just want to throw that out there. Shout out to Derek. You know, maybe I just felt special because he told me and Tyler, you know, y'all the only two I fuck with.
Mm. We going out to William in Seattle. Word, you fell asleep on an Errol Spence show?
What the hell? Sleeping good too. Listen at it. That's beautiful.
Damn.
Oh,
my man had that deep, deep sleep.
Yo, shout out to Tony Salgado with another super chat saying, bro, that smoke had me tripping.
More weed every day.
Let's go.
Yo, I'm like, bro, if you don't smoke, it's cool. He like, nah, bro, come on. Yo, shout out to Tony for sure. Came through with that fire.
Mm. It feels so good when they could do that, right?
Man, that shit was lovely.
You know, it'd be whack not having, and he's like, fucking, you need a friend, bro. Let me go out to Ohio. Marcus runs, Ohio runs boxing. What up?
Good time.
Hey, Marcus. Wait, is this Marcus or is this? I think this might be Jay Will. Double check. I'm pretty sure that was Marcus and he busy.
Mm. They said the dude that was sleeping farted in his sleep.
Yo, funny. Who else we got though, champ?
Oh, that was Jay Will. I fucked that up.
Mm.
Hmm.
You want to try to go to him? Or
we have a Discord, people. We're
going to go back to him. We're going to go back to J-Well. J-Well in Ohio.
Discord, what up?
Like I know, you should lie low. I used to get it in Ohio.
J-Well, what up? Apologies.
What up, what up? No, what up, GTO? Almanac and Bo. What up, man?
What up,
yo. Almanac always trying to steal my thunder, man, right before I get my call, man. Yo, you touched on it a little bit with the Derek James, was what I was going to speak on, man. I heard an interview. I'm not sure if it was your interview, Danny, but the one thing I did like was he kind of acknowledged some of Bud's strengths. And, you know, that kind of really speaks to the intelligence of him as a trainer. He already admitted that, yo, Bud's speed, his athleticism is something that's, you know, unique to Bud and all that. So they already know that – they're already kind of admitting that Bud's a faster fighter. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, when you already are coming at things like that with a, you know, with an educated mind frame, I think, you know, you can really get your fighter prepared to deal with whatever he's going in the ring against. So Derrick James, he just kind of had some real insightful answers to the Bud and Spence fight coming up, man. And me being a Spence fan, it kind of gave me a little bit more confidence that Spence can go into that fight and represent himself well. You know, prior to this fight, I'm going to be 100, you know, with the accident and with the eye. Being a Spence fan, I was kind of starting to lean that, you know, Bud was looking better, and I thought Bud would probably beat Spence in the fight. But after this fight, it looks like the old Spence. Like Spence said himself, he was kind of off in the beginning with his time, and Ugas' jab to the body was real effective early. I gave him really the first two rounds just because of the jab to the body. But, yeah, Derrick James really impressed me with some of his insightful answers, and I think he's going to have Spence really ready for Bud. Man, I think it's going to be probably fight of the decade, man. But Spence looked real good, man. And, man, I just can't wait, man. I can't wait. That's my call, man.
All right. Jay Will, thanks for calling in. Who's on there?
Want to give a shout-out to the best dad ever. He said...
Best dad ever won that Earl Spence glove. Shout out to you.
Yeah, so we want to give a shout out. Celtics beat the Nets. Yeah, bro, I caught that before coming to the studio. Jason Tatum with the game-winning layup. So shout out to you.
Man, I ain't watched a Channing Tatum movie in forever.
Jason Tatum.
You disrespect.
Jason Tatum got his own barbecue chips, bro.
What?
Like from Ruffles. Yeah, yeah.
Ain't it
Tatum got the barbecue chips with Ruffles?
He may. Yeah.
I know LeBron got some chips.
Never seen him.
You never seen LeBron either?
Yeah, I seen LeBron, but I ain't never see Channing Tatum.
Jason Tatum.
Tatum, Jason.
Who else we got, man? Who next?
Because, you know, there ain't no show without Info Joe.
Are you ready for our next bout? Let me hear you.
Shout out to the boxing god. It's showtime. The fight starts now.
Give the fans the show. And let your hands go.
Puff Puff Pastry on IG. Satisfy that cannabis infused sweet tooth.
Joe, what up?
Puff Puff Pastries. Got to unmute. Is
what up, Paul from Bama? You hear me now?
What's yes, up, sir.
Bro? All right, man. First things first, man. Paul from Bama, man, you doing an awesome job. Nessie's going to be a good asset to the show. You're breaking
Thank
it down
you.
As usual. And Ringwalk, man, you know you're doing an awesome job, too. Ness, you know what's up. Keep it 100. You doing an awesome job. Hit them thumbs up. Subscribe, all y'all. Let's get down to business. Now, shout out to the boxing gods. I'm going to say this one more time. Shout out to the boxing gods. The stars have lined up. Crawford versus Spence will be the biggest pay-per-view fight this year. It's going to be bigger than Canelo Bivol, bigger than Fury White, bigger than Shakur versus Valdez.
That's regular TV. Stop it, Joe. Stop it. That's regular TV.
Amen. Amen. This is it, man. This is Boxing Utopia, man. This is, you know how you hear people say, like myself, we had those throwback fights that we used to have when Hagler, the golden age days. We got it right now. We got it right now with these two dudes is going to put boxing back to his upper echelon of the sport. We've been needing a welterweight unification. We ain't had one since what? Jab Judah?
We just had one last night. That was a unification.
I mean, an undisputed champion.
Yeah,
in welterweight. That's what I mean, Zed. I think the last this is going to be great for boxing, man. The fight should happen in Vegas. I think that it'd be a good time, Ness, for an appreciation night. I've been talking to a lot of the fellas on the back call. They with it. We're about flying all out. Let's meeting up for this fight. I don't want Crawford to have no in-between fight. I want him to kick back. They should be around, what, November? What? That's enough time for Spence to rest, heal up, and be ready. Let me say this, man. I think Spence is the most relentless body puncher in boxing. The dude is, once that machine gets it going, it's going. He did have a slow start in the first five rounds. I only gave you guys two rounds. You guys, man, he was doing good. Spencer's there to be hit. You know what I'm saying? I think if you guys would have let his hands go more, he would have did a lot better, of course. But
I agree.
Even if
I agree
had
a lot,
the killer,
Joe.
Yeah, and if he would have had the killer instinct, who knows what we'd have been talking about today? That killer instinct first, and you guys' mouthpiece, Spence would have jumped right on him until they ref separated them. And I think he had an opportunity right there, but he missed his mark, man. But what else? Gamboa needs to retire. I feel like they horned my boy out to anybody. I think if his handlers really cared about him, which I think they do, Silas and all them, man, tell him to hang up the gloves, man. He's done, man. That's it. You know what I'm saying? What more you want? You're trying to squeeze juice out of a turnip right now with him. You're not going to get a marker or a good Cruz. We don't know how good he is just by him beating up Gamboa. You know what I'm saying? So that it's like I don't learn nothing new. You know what I'm saying? I was excited for a fight, but what else?
You got to use the who did it better measuring tape though. You know what I'm saying? Who did it better than Isaac Cruz beating Gamboa? That is, who did it better in your opinion, Joe?
Crawford. I would say Crawford.
Okay, so
Crawford.
Second to Crawford.
Tank.
So
Cruz,
Tank did
I don't
it.
Know what's coming up in the air between Tank and Cruz. I guess. I don't know. But, you
That's
know,
fair.
We don't know how much is left in him at this fight, man, at this point.
Exactly.
So, I don't know,
right.
Brother. Yeah. So, hey, man, Ness, keep that bug in your ear. I believe the fight is going to happen this year, man. So start thinking about appreciation night. Bo, you're going to be out there. Start working on that, brother. And they might throw in. We can do a whole barbecue, basketball, make a whole weekend out of it. Bud, boxing, drinks, basketball, you name
family
it.
Reunion style. Family reunion
yeah.
style.
All I can think
Word
about
up.
Is JP on the grill cooking barbecue chicken. That's all
man,
I can think about.
No doubt.
And then
Info Joe
with the dessert. Puff Puff pastries.
Puff Puff pastries.
No doubt. Most definitely, my brothers. Peace, gentlemen.
Smoke
y'all
weed
doing
every
a great
day.
Job.
Thank you, bro. Thank
all
you.
All right, champ. Appreciate you. Let's see who's next. Looking like, who's that? Keem the Dream in Florida. What's going on?
Wait a minute. You say you know boxing?
Yeah. What is it? Maybe I don't know.
Tell me what a pool counter is.
Pool counter? I've never heard that term before. That must have been your term. You must have been
big. No, fair shake. HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about boxing. You ain't shit.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Louder.
What up, Ness? Ring Walk, Bama Bo in the building. What's up, y'all?
What's good? How you feeling?
Man, what a good day of fights, man. I'm really enjoying when we have those, like, early UK cards, you know, on the zone. And they finish up. We know I'm on the East Coast, so they finished up around, like, 5:30. Waited a little bit, rolled into the YouTube undercard fights, you know, for Showtime, which were really good. Brandon Lee. Stan Jonas, and then we had the pay-per-view card. Just a bunch of good fights all day, man, from, like I said, from the zone card all the way up to the pay-per-view card. It was a lot of good fights, man. But as far as the main event, shout-out to motherfucking Spence, man. He's everything that all his fans say he is. He's a great fighter. He's a smart fighter. He's a strong fighter. And with all that being said, he still loses to Terrence Crawford. I can't wait till we get this fight. But, you know, it's Terrence Crawford over here, man. So that's all I got to say, man. Shout out to Spence. Again, he looked like everything y'all say he is. He's a monster. But that monster gets whooped by Crawford, man. And that's my call.
All right. Guys,
we got Mad Ben 100 with a super chat saying, who guys couldn't do squat? Because –
He was in agony. Ugas has the killer instinct. Spess is just a homicidal maniac in that ring. Another eye for the collection.
Hmm. Did y'all see the Grim Reaper
post? Yeah. Pull it up.
That was dope.
Earl Spence's Twitter, Instagram.
Kind of looks scary, bro.
Let's see. Let's check it out. Errol Spence, what do you have to say? Because this Grim Reaper stuff don't sound familiar to me. Hold on.
It's a big,
fish
Grim Reaper.
Yeah, I see. Let me get a screenshot. I've seen it.
Okay. He should make shirts out of that.
Okay, I like it, too.
He's keeping the same colors, too. You know what I'm saying? All the little highlights.
Yeah, it was yesterday's colors.
Yeah.
Nah, because what did he say? He said, because you know how he had, like, the green? We're good on the, you know how he had, like, that green and black? Yeah. He said the Grinch. What did he say? He said the Grinch. Oh, my God. I'm going to find it. Because he said it was, like, he had literally, like, a thing for it, like, the Grinch. And oh, man.
Shout out to Nate the Alien. Got his hat. And he put on it, he said, yo, shout out to the Boxing Voice. Thank you for the limited edition TBV hat. I don't even want to wear it. That's how fire and fresh this thing is.
Killing those Brass Pro Shop hats. Killing it. The texture, the fabric, everything.
These are a little flimsy.
Attention to detail.
I don't really like little, these are too no, flimsy. Man. And it got the cap
the
in the back.
TBV hat don't shake like that. It's firm on your head, Pauls.
Nah. And it just, you know, this is like, I don't know, khaki, right? It's like khaki material. Like,
I'm pretty sure khaki is the color, though.
What? Nah, khaki's come in all colors.
He ain't got that.
This
swag,
is not
though.
Canvas. This is khaki.
Khaki's the color. I'm pretty
khaki's
sure.
Khaki's not a color. Khaki is. You could get khakis in multiple colors. Oh, look,
bro.
This
he got on corduroy paint. Like, he know his fabric.
I know my material.
He know his material. See this?
Oh, you know your textures?
Textures.
Whatever.
Can I get a screenshot? So khaki is a textile fabric of dull brownish/yellow color. In particular, a strong cotton fabric used in military clothing, a dull brownish yellow color. So, you know, these are the images, just in case you are a visual learner, Nestor. Here we are. These, you know, are khakis. So
sips tea.
Put blue khakis now.
Blue khakis.
Watch this.
This is a good counterpunch.
Blue khakis. Boom.
Chinos. Oh. They're popping up as cargos. Chinos.
No. Go down. Blue
all the way. They keep scrolling all the way down.
No, look. Yes, they do have some, right? They do show up, but it's just for illiterates like yourself, bro. I just showed you the meaning, the definition. Like, it's purpose in life. I just gave it to you. Canvas. Fuck best.
Look, can khakis be canvas navy blue? Yeah, they do. Simple. Like, right here, screen share, please. Like, I don't know why this man who's never wore khakis, he's never had a fucking job where he had to dress up. He's been in the military since 18. He won't tell me about khakis. Beat it. We don't need a screen share anymore. I win, as always. No, the pictures were there. I just scrolled it down to the text. Watch. Blue khakis, Google search. Look at the pictures. See that? Blue. More blues. Keep doing blues. Come on, guys.
Interesting debate for sure.
Come on, guys.
You know, I just can't entertain bullshit, so, you know, I just, you know.
That's why you had to take a puff, because you lost again.
No,
because
I wanted to be like you, blowing smoke, except I'm doing it out my mouth. You're doing it out your ass.
No!
I told you what they was.
Oh, check them out. That was cool. That was actually a good comeback.
Hey,
shout out
for life said the khaki voice.
The khaki voice.
They always turn us into the voice when we talk about anything other than boxing.
They said, Raw Dog said, Ness got a khaki G-string.
I seen that, but I wouldn't go right.
Raw Dog, I'm going to time him out now just for that, you fucking jerk. Where you at? Where is he at? Fucking someone snipe his ass. There he goes. And you're not a member anymore? You really getting sniped.
Everybody's saying khaki is a specific colored fabric.
Everybody's saying. Who's everybody? Because I'm in the chat.
Look, that was Moolah Moolah. And then right here we got Jack Napier saying khaki is a color. What the
bro,
fuck?
Bro, you talking Jack Napier. He's not even a member and he's a troll. You know how many Jack Napiers I've blocked? And I'm like being legit honest here. Like,
we
he's
don't
a Moolah
Moolah saying Nez just can't take a loss. And
Rob G said, Ness, you wrong. You don't even know what you're talking
they're
about.
Saying, take that L, Ness.
Now you blocking people.
Jaguar
Paul
saying, damn illiterate.
Yeah, I ain't
like,
hide nobody.
You like another box.
I ain't hide nobody.
Ain't going to give him no shout out.
I ain't hide nobody.
You block everybody.
I ain't hide nobody, and I ain't blocked nobody. I timed this dumb ass out for being dumb and cheap.
Make sure y'all be nice to him when y'all come back.
He was a member a few days ago. Now he not, so he cheat.
The but earthquake said the sensitive
every
voice.
Time I pick somebody that's not their favorite fighter, they want to get mad. Get out of here. Get out. We going to more callers, man. We
man,
going out to Texas.
Got?
Texas. Texas.
All
right. Who's in the 2-1?
Call me
five.
Now.
DeMarcus, for sure fire D. What up?
Yo. What up, y'all?
What's good?
Border Wars killer.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, man. Hey, shout out, Bo, man. Bo, man. See you up on there doing your thing. Then I was looking for you. I ain't find you, but I know you was in the building. And you already know what's up, man. You know, you know what I'm saying? You know, I had to call in on that Earl Spence, man. And, you know, we built different in Dallas, man. Yeah, man, hey, shout out, Info Joe, I like what he said, though, because I know me and my wife, if the fight is in Vegas, we coming out there, man. If Crawford and Smith fighting in Vegas, we coming out there. So, man, you know what I'm saying? You know I'm going to try to come link. It ain't no try. I'm going to come link up with y'all for sure. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. I want to do a little sparring tour, man. Maybe y'all can take me to some gyms out there and go get some sparring work.
For sure.
Texas coming.
Hey, yeah, but yeah.
You kind of sound like Spence, bro. You kind of sound like Spence on the phone. Am I tripping or does he kind of sound like Earl Spence?
That's that Dallas, bro.
Yeah, that's that Texas swag.
That's what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, man. We had some killers in that, man. Hey, the whole car was live, man. Then another Dallas native on the untelevised portion, he beat your boy, what's that boy, F.A.
Apoche.
Yep.
F.A. Apoche.
Yeah, F.A. Apoche. Yeah, a Dallas native, you know what I'm saying? I see that boy. I bump shoulder with that boy all the time in the gym. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, he beat Apoche yesterday. So, man, it was so live out here in Dallas, man. Dallas showed up for Spence, man. And, you know what I'm saying? And y'all already know I'm going for Spence with the Crawford. With the Crawford fight, man, I'm going for Spence. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know what I'm saying, one thing about Spence, man, is just like you said, his engine, man. Once he start going, he don't stop, man. He can get hit with whatever. He gonna keep going. Yeah, he got flaws. You know what I'm saying? A lot of fighters got flaws. But, you know what I'm saying? It's been a lot of fighters that had success with Crawford also. And I got to think about that like that. You know what I'm saying? All them fighters that had success with Crawford, Spence better than all of them. So all them people who think that, you know what I'm saying, Crawford just gonna watch Spence, it ain't gonna be like that, man. It's a 50-50 fight, but I'm going for Spence, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, DeMarcus.
But, like I said, huh?
Did you bet on so you said Adrian Taylor beat F.A. Apoche?
Yeah, he did.
So
what?
F.A. Apoche was a plus. I mean, F.A. Apoche was a
that's
minus
crazy, bro. And I seen that weigh-in.
Adrian Taylor was a plus 700.
I see Adrian Taylor looking all fluffy and shit. I said, nah, never. And he got it all.
Bro,
that's
y'all
crazy.
Come though. You hear me? I see him. I promise you. I see bro in the gym all the time. You know what I'm saying? He come to my gym. I go to his gym. We go
you
to
should have called
gym
in
and
let us know, bro. You got to let us know. You got to let
you know
us know. Spread the word.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, he did that, man. But, yeah, hey, man, shout out y'all, man. Shout out to Boss Boy. Shout out, man. You doing your thing, bro. And you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate you, champ.
Yeah, I do that shit in Vegas, man. And I'll be there, man.
Oh, we trying to work something out, man. As long as Bo take the job, I'm pretty sure we're going to have a Border Wars in Vegas the end of this year, middle of the year,
border
something like that.
Border Wars.
Listos, pero chingazos. Yo, I'm going to get with you, DeMarcus. Thank you for calling in. We going out to...
Hold on. Hold on. I just got to show y'all some of the most disrespectful shit I've ever seen in the sport of boxing.
What you seen?
I just got to show y'all. Can I get a screen share? Disrespectful.
What, they got Earl under Crawford?
It looked right to me.
Gennady at number two.
He only lost to the number one.
Yo, but you know that BoxRec goes by stars. That event with Gennady was probably 5 stars, where Earl's event with Ugas is how many stars? You can go back and check.
Yeah, let me check.
Click on the Gennady.
Hold on, let me check Earl's.
Jesse, get your audio ready. We're going to be going to you in just a minute on Blog Talk. If you want to call us on Blog Talk from your landline, your cell phone, you know, it is 1-425-569-5241. But you can also join our Discord community. Call us absolutely free using the internet from anywhere in the world. And if we get to 134,000 subscribers today, we're going to be giving out another swag bag. We gave away like 4 yesterday, gave away like 5 last week. We gave away an Earl Spence Jr. signed glove last night. So if you didn't
What's
come to our fight
bag?
Chat, you missed out.
What's in the swag bag?
This time around, I don't know. I think they're going to be giving away like a hoodie or a shirt or something.
And then let's
a boxing voice hoodie or shirt?
Absolutely.
Let's not forget, they might get a Team Yordani Sugar.
That's right. I forgot that
Danny
got some of those in.
Given to me by members of his team. Let me get a quick screen share, though. So Earl's last 4 fights have been rated 5-star fights along with his Kell Brook fight.
Damn.
So,
and somehow he's still under Crawford. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's because Crawford got more fights, though.
More fights and more divisions, right? So more names.
Unifications, which is more stars.
And that was a pound-for-pound list that you were looking at. Like
that was
pound-for-pound.
Pound.
Moving up weight divisions is a part of being
pound-for-pound. But Gennady never moved up, and they got him above Earl.
But he only lost to the number one. So,
no, I hear you. I'm
and,
not.
And, close, and he actually had a draw with the number one on the pound-for-pound.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it's just like, how have you looked at how have you looked? What have you done for me lately?
Damn, I used to have that soundbite. I don't know where it's at.
What
have you done for me lately?
Best that ever. I know I was watching, so, you know, I'm trying not to be pissed. Bulls did lose game one just now to Milwaukee, so.
You shouldn't be watching that garbage anyway, fool's ball, man. What's up with you? You're always watching that bullshit. Jesse Stockton, what up?
Well, Ness and Danny, I just wanted to say, what do you think is the next matchup for Ryo? What do you think would be a good matchup for him? You think like a Linares, Nakatilia, Nakatani?
They might throw Pitbull at him. They're on the same side of the street.
You think that quick for them too?
He got a continental like now. It's only up from here. You got a continental strap now. You know, you could only go up.
Just because they're in PC,
and he looked good.
You don't think they could get another?
He looked good, so I don't think they're going to slow him down or regress him. I mean, if not Pitbull on that WBC.
Nakatilia. I like Nakatilia.
Nah, that's going to be hard to make, man. That's top rank.
What about Nakatani?
Top rank.
Matchmaking is a hard job, right?
Fortuna.
Fortuna.
They could do Fortuna. They could do Abdullayev. They could do Jorge Linares. They could do Facuna WBA. Jezreel Corrales. Michelle Rivera.
Ooh, I like that Michelle Rivera.
Nah, it's
fight.
Too soon for Ryo, but they can do it. But that's you know, Michelle's been groomed already. He's ready for a title shot.
What about Frank Martin?
Ooh, that's...
Hell no.
What?
Bruh, he's like on the up and up. Why would they do 2 prospects at like
that?
That
sound like protection.
And
like
that's
hell.
like Earl Spence prospect versus Benavidez prospect. No, you got to build that up.
Mm.
They're both like the same age, though.
Yeah, but they on 2 separate teams. I don't know. I mean, look, I ain't the end all be all, but I wouldn't do it. Yo, why number 8 in the WBA say TBA? I never seen that in my life. In 10 years, 11 years,
no,
12 years,
That was a Russian fighter, man.
They blacked them out. Let me get that. Let me get that screen share, George.
What, they don't even show Russian fighters on
Boxrec? I want to say some sanctioning bodies are removing Russian fighters. Maybe it's just
they ain't gonna remove Bivol. They know better than to fuck up that money.
Who is over the WBA?
Gilberto Mendoza.
We got a super chat that I would love to get to, Matt Garcia, saying, I know we talking Spence, but I am ready for White to catch that ass whooping he been asking for. Fury and six.
Damn, and six. Say
what?
And in case, for whatever reason, there was...
Yo, you there. You still there, champ. You went silent, so we just kept it moving.
I thought you were talking... So we shouldn't be seeing no lesser opponents versus Ryo? Like, no name.
Nah, I mean, you could give him somebody. I just don't know who, champ. I don't really don't know. Like,
he said Frank Martin.
Frank Martin is an undefeated prospect. Like, why would we? He don't even bring nothing to the table. Ryo just beat a former world champ on the biggest stage of boxing this year. I'm going to just go give Frank Martin a shot now.
That's the test. That's the test. That's a good test.
Listen, I've been doing this shit for however many years.
I ain't saying that that's the fight.
You got to hear what I'm going to say. I'm just saying. You misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm saying I've been doing this so long, and I never seen Frank Martin fight.
Get the fuck out of here.
No.
Oh, wow.
What was the last fight you went? He fought on the card.
He's an opener, man. He a fucking opener. Y'all here pumping him. Y'all like pumping him up like he on some TV shit. He on opener, YouTube dude.
I don't know nobody he beat.
Exactly.
I might know the name on the record. I just can't remember.
Al Haymon believed in Ryo. They made him the real card, right? He was on the real card. He wasn't on a free stream like Stenonius. Like, he ain't fighting no Frank Martin. They got money invested in him already.
So I expect Ryo's versus a Fortuna kind of guy, like something like
absolutely
that. Next, right?
Fortuna, okay. Omar, okay. Douglas is a good fight because he's from, like, that Philadelphia area. See what Ryo could do with a slick fighter. They can pull out Billy Dib. That's a decent name, you know. Kind of old, but, you know, it's a name. But Fortuna's probably the biggest name. If they want to get him a belt, they could take him to the UK, but I doubt that Eddie gives him a shot versus Maxie Hughes. Because Maxie Hughes just got mentioned to possibly get a Ryan Garcia fight, so I doubt they're going to do that.
And I just want to throw it out there, since I did just show the Boxrec pound for pound. On the Boxrec lightweight rankings, up until last night, Frank Martin was ranked ahead of Ryo.
But now
Ryo is... Let me get that screen share. Fuck it. Let's show the people. Let me zoom in for the people.
How many stars was Ryo fight?
So, just want to show right here. So, Frank Martin was at 44. I guess he went down a spot. So, I guess he was at 44. And then Ryo went up from 54 to 36 after last night.
That's right.
So, Frank Martin ranked.
So, why would he look backwards? He's going to be looking for another name like that. Another Vargas.
What was the name right above Frank Martin's?
Giorgis Gamboa.
Mm-hmm. Sound like the fish fry.
But let me get to some other people. Jesse, thank you for calling
Ness,
in.
Can I add one more thing? Can I add one more thing? The Joel Diaz gives bad instructions to Butiev. I mean, what was he saying? Just saying he's finished? He was saying that the whole time. I can't believe he's saying that. Both things.
That's the one thing about being at the fights, that city.
You can't hit a corner?
Can't hit a corner, bro. I'm watching the main event wondering what the fuck's being said in the corner yesterday. So.
Who did? Thank you, brother. I got King Amin in Essex. What is up?
What up?
Great night of action. What's good, fellas? Shout out to Bama Bo in the building. What up, man?
Salute, bro. King got mean.
Oh.
Smoke weed every day.
Listen, man. You done know, man. And one thing I got to give it off to, I got to tip my hat to Spence because I asked a question. I said, yo, when I think of the top welterweights, everybody's got a thing. Danny was the left hook, you know, with one time it was, you know, the one time shit until his mouth, you know, started running more than his fist. But, you know, every fighter had something to kind of stand on. And I asked myself, I said, as good as Spence is, like, damn, what's the thing? Yo, punch placement, fucking just relentless pressure, so precise. And the punches that Ugas hit him with, vulnerability, but to a degree. The one thing I ask myself, and I always do this, I say, yo, and I didn't get a chance to hit with Sean Porter. He said, Sean Porter's got the best perspective on this because he's been in there with all three of them, right? He's been there with Crawford, Spence, and Ugas. But I'm thinking to myself, yeah, Bud Crawford, if he gets your mouthpiece out your mouth, he don't give a fuck who it is. You done. Like, you done. He hit Spence with them same shots. He's done. Then I'm thinking, you know, Crawford got dropped by Crab and Lobsters. So, you know, if Spence is hitting him with that shit. So, basically, this would be, like, what we needed from Pacquiao and Floyd in terms of that welterweight nexus of the universe boxing type shit. This match, and if these guys put everything to the side, oh my God, like I can't wait for it, man. So hats off to Spence, hats off to Ugas, man, because he had a nice ride. And I hope what we don't do is, like we do, throw fighters away. Let him heal up. Name still has a lot of value. Remember, he's been in the ring with Porter, he's been in the ring with Spence, he lost to him, but he beat Pacquiao. I'm sure some of them young lions, if they want to get tested, Ugas to get back out there and try to, you know, show them either they can't hang or that they deserve to be. Yo, Cruz, the Pitbull Cruz, yo, he washes Garcia only because, and he's very hittable, and even if Garcia drop him, like, I could see it on some flash knockdown shit. I think he just mauls Garcia, so I don't like his answer when I feel like he can beat Garcia. Like, you know, somebody must have whispered in his ear, like, that's what the A-sides do. Like, somebody needs to talk to that man and tell him, man, well, you know, at least as far as I'm concerned, knock that A-side shit off and get the fight happening. Rayo, he's a hot prospect right now, man. Don't dun him in too soon. I like Omar Douglas out of Delaware. I like that fight for him. Do that on PBC on a Saturday night or something like that. And as far as everything else goes, we should be very fortunate. Next week, we got the heavyweight shit coming in behind that. We got women's boxing, so... Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to everybody that's in tune. King Amin, I'm out.
All right. Let me get a screen share in T-minus 5432 now. So I don't know if you know, Danny, because you've been traveling and, you know, trying to catch up on rest after working. But Bo Mac tweeted out, we going to fuck that dude up. Watch. Mark my words.
Did see that.
What do you gentlemen think about Bo Mac? And the fact that he believes Crawford will F that dude up.
No, I mean, he's saying what he's supposed to be saying. That's his guy.
I mean,
right?
You could say he going to win. You ain't got to necessarily say he going
to. Yo, let me tell you something. I think that this fight has just been built up for so long.
Mm-hmm.
There was no Terrence Crawford at the fight last night, right? I was there.
Well, he was busy. His sister made it clear that he had a couple fighters
fighting on the same day.
No,
hold on. That's cool. That's great.
He tweeted every round.
But every round. But let me tell y'all something.
It took 12 minutes. It was like 12 minutes.
Yeah.
We was counting, bro.
It took 12 minutes
for him to reply after the post-fight interview. He probably had to listen to it a few times and make sure he said what he said, you know what I'm saying, before he responded how he responded.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Not Friday and Saturday. I wouldn't say, I mean, obviously not compared to Errol, but I was definitely seeing those Terrence Bud Crawford shirts and hoodies, and they came out.
His fans was there?
Absolutely.
Was it a lot of fights
PBCs?
In the crowd?
Say it again?
Was it any fights in the crowd other than the big fight between Charlo and Benavidez?
I mean, I don't know if that was a big fight, but
from watching it on the pay-per-view, it was like 20 minutes that they were scuffling in the crowd.
It was
crazy.
Ness likes to throw out, oh, you was late to the party. I was, but I was on the opposite end of the stadium, and I'm telling you, I saw it on the Jumbotron, and then I was like, I know for a fact that's Charlo. And I'm like, that guy in the white shirt looked like he could be Benavidez. So I took my ass over there and seen that. But, no, definitely did see some Terrence Bud Crawford, you know, shirts and whatnot in the stands.
So I just feel like this fight has been built up so much. I think the fans on both ends have talked it up. The friends or family members on both sides have talked their parts. And I think that right now is just going to be a matter of we're going to get this, a lot of back and forth until the fight actually does take place. And I think we're going to get it now more than we've ever gotten it, because I think now we're closer to ever getting it than we've ever been, right? So
they both said they ready. We've been waiting on Spence to say he ready specifically. So
and let me
yeah,
tell
that's
you
what we've been waiting on. He the one I've been having, you know, stalling it up. But only
right
because
he
said
right
he was
too.
Killing it up his side of the street. So
and he did that, right? And yeah. Derek James made sure to point that out yesterday. He's like, yo, he's a man of his word. He said exactly what he said he was going to do. And Derek James also led me to believe that they may have already been in negotiations with Terrence, because he said, we've been working on it. So working on what? As far as, oh, we've been working on it in the gym, or maybe we've been working on it in a, you know, behind closed doors in a meeting room. So we shall see. I'm excited for it nonetheless. I like the energy BOMAC is bringing. I like the energy that Earl was bringing. It brought a smile to my face being ringside. Hearing them say, yo, Bud next, right?
I just hope we don't get caught up in a bunch of negotiation back and forth. Oh, well, if you don't come up with this number, I ain't doing nothing. I ain't talking.
Now, it sounds done, man. Earl had another tweet where he was like, say less, because Crawford was like, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. So he tweeted on top of that quote, tweeted like, say less, put the little handshake. They sound like it's over. Like, we was upset. And I say we, but I wasn't part of that you know, fraction of people that thought Earl was avoiding Crawford. You know, he been told us he was cleaning up his side of the street. If you watch and follow this sport for at least 5 years, you understand that it's a business first and that, you know, you got to do business things. He had to put himself in the position. Whether the Crawford fans want to believe that Crawford's a B-side, he most certainly is a B-side going into this fight. And that's why they picked up that third belt. We won't hear about it because there's nothing else to talk about. See, when it wasn't overwhelmingly evident that he was the A side, there was the talks. But no one thought AJ wasn't the A side over Wilder.
I'm curious. I have to ask, right? Because maybe I've been the idiot under a rock. But did you guys know about the second car accident?
Nah.
I heard it on when he let it out.
Well, nah. The first time he talked about it, I think was on Last Stand, wasn't it?
It was on something.
One of the like pre-fight hypes he did is where
maybe
he let us all know
with the football players.
Yes. One of those podcasts for
I
sure.
I was supposed to know that one, but I can't remember. It was like the pivot.
Yeah, the pivot.
Shout out to those guys.
Yeah, so, okay. All right.
Shout out those guys still in my guest.
Apparently, there was an interview where Floyd.
You should be my guest.
Hey, we got this whole set up for you, Big Fish. We got the sushi.
Know what I'm
we
saying?
We got the catfish. We got the bass.
The Bass Pro Shop gear.
Yeah, we got all that. Bass Pro Shop hats. We got you.
The credentials to the damn fight.
No, the credentials.
Yeah.
We out here rocking with
the fishing. Where the fishing reel at?
Yeah, where the fishing reel at?
No, can you reel Spence in for us, bro?
That's over the plant.
Reel Spence.
We've been trying to catch this big fish right here. Oh, look, he popped the fucking line, man. He kept moving, man. Popped
but
the line on.
Who else we got? We got a lot
no,
of
people. No,
there's
a lot of people. There's a lot of people.
Call me now.
We going to Georgie Porgy all the way in Boston.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't play showtime to see you all there, not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see two motherfuckers just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form I do? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Man, you want a great show? Thumbs up, donate.
Georgie Porgy, what is up?
Yo, what's happening, people? Big
what's
fish
happening?
Status. Yo, whoa, Bama, what's going on, bro?
What's good, brother? It's good to hear you every time. And I love that beat, that intro fire, bro.
Shout out to Enrique.
It's like one of the most classic
intros. Yeah, that Casio fire, bro.
Yeah.
Casio did that shit for me mad years ago, and I will never drop it. I got my love for that dude for that.
For sure.
Shout out to Casio. Anyways, yo, bro, do you own some Bojacks?
What's Bo Jackson?
Bo Jackson's?
Do I want some Bo Jacksons?
Do you want some?
Do I own some? Now, I don't own none, but I'm from Alabama, so I think my nickname kind of came from a little bit of the Bo Jackson. I was born in 88, so you know. But I don't own any Bo Jackson.
I be trying to shop around for some of my side and shit. That shit mad expensive. I thought you would own some because you always shut them in mop, you know. But you always shut up every bow, and one of them is them. But anyway, moving up to the big fish, yo, that shit was impressive as fuck. Impressive. Wow. Yo, this is happening. I think it's happening. The hype is there. It's like brewing in the air, baby. I think it's finally going to happen this year, though. Yo, yo.
Hope so.
What? When? I got a post out. Actually, a poll out right now. I'm asking, is it going to happen October, November, or December this year? Will it happen next year in March 2023, November, December 2023, or not happening?
Dude, that shit can get cursed like the wild that age is. Somebody can catch an L. They got to stop playing. 147 becoming like a death row, bro. That's a murderous row now. There's too many dudes out there. Even that Inferno Tower, Inferno talking about that he can even make 147 if they money's right. They don't want that dude out there. That's
where you heard that
so
at?
He said it. I think it was TVB, of course, right? Huh? Wasn't it?
All right. Well, make sure you let him know.
I think the Tower Inferno will crumble if he try to make 147.
Bro, he made 152, no problema. He said by mistake.
Yeah,
dude, but I'm saying the division, the 147 is getting mad deep out there. Eddie don't even know what to do with his dude because, like, you know, he bring it here to America, he can catch an L. So you got to really move all his prize fighting. Everybody want to see the fights, but at the end of the day, sadly, it's a business. You know how I go against this mafia. But they got to move these people careful right there. But the error spins. The tickets are there for the grabbing. How look at how this man, because I was on the one bag, and then when Error came out and put all these people there with fucking, what was it, Ocampo? I thought I was all Mexican fan. When he did it with Mikey, I thought I was all Mexican fan. What the fuck is this cues now? You got to give it to the man. He got backup. And
He brings them out, man.
He brings them out. He's like Tank, bro. Whoever just really do it, you better accept it as the A side. So Crawford going to have to take a little bit of shit money, but the fight is going to happen, which is a lovely thing. At least this year we get to see it. Because, Errol is on his prime still, and we can say that about Crawford, but Crawford can get all on us quick.
Crawford's going to be 35 when that fight happens. I hope y'all
That's
know.
That's what I'm saying. 34, 35, you start getting old. Any day is good to be old. So I got to go. Everybody support the channel. Donate. I'm outie.
Appreciate it, bro. Thank
you.
Right. We're going out.
Did we get to the super chat from, we got Paul, and did you get the one from Sim?
We last stopped off at Machine Gun.
So we got two. Sim the answer and Paul.
Yeah,
well,
we got CM the answer saying, big up TBV, Crawford, the most elusive fighter Spencer's going to face. Going to be a mad fight, bruv. Shout out from the UK. Shout out to you, CM.
Shout out. Paul Jimenez says this year it will happen. Well, make sure you go ahead and vote on our poll and, let your vote indicate that in the obvious, numbers, right? Because right now it's 72% believe October, November, or December. Since it's 72% of our voting audience, what do you guys think? Does that sound right?
I'm part of the 72% who voted for October, December, November, December. I'm sorry. So, yeah, man. I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, no, I think October to me, I could see that. October for sure. You know, you don't want to do it too close to another pay-per-view.
All right. Let me get a screen share here. So as you can see, this is our Patreon page, and these are some of the guests we're going to be having this week. We have Jesus Ramos. He's going to be taking on Luke Santamaria, man. This kid was 154-pounders not too long ago. Could someone check how many fights he's had at 54? He's undefeated. He's trained with Crawford. And Luke Santamaria just beat his nephew. Or rather his uncle, so now the nephew's coming to get him.
Get his get back.
Yeah, so If you want to ask him a question, go ahead and do so. Join our continue the screen share. If you want to ask him a question, go ahead and do so. Join our Patreon page and do that. We're also going to be having Son of a Legend, Haseem Rahman Jr. on the show this coming week as well. Same thing. If you want to ask him a question, go ahead. We've actually made these all at the $3 level. So at the very lowest level, you can ask all these fighters a question because we do want them to feel like they're in a place where people appreciate them. We're going to have Rancis Bartholomew, my stablemate. As you can see, he trains at Bone Adams Gym. I haven't been there in a
what
week.
What day Rance is coming on?
No clue. Just I know. It's, you got to check the calendar.
Okay. So
but it's next week.
Can I get a screenshot? Jesus Ramos' last three fights have been at the super welterweight division.
That's right. That means 154 for those that don't know.
And as I went through his box rec, he has fought as low as 100 as a super lightweight. So, mm-hmm. you know, just throwing that out there. So his last three have been at 154 pound limit.
Back to me, George. So we're also going to be having
Quantavious Slay, a numerous time national champion, amateur champion.
For all you guys that like the little guys, this is 108 pounder will be on our show
on the electric Tesla, and his name is Quintavious Slay, based off what I'm reading.
Yep.
Yes, Quintavious Slay.
We're also going to be having the coach of Terrence Crawford, Bernie the Boxer. He'll be in the building as well. Coach Larry Wade is scheduled to be in the building as well. Mercito Gesta will be in the building as well. And Joel Diaz Jr., well, we'll ask, is his father really Joel Diaz, the trainer?
I already told you.
And that's it for now. Join us on patreon.com/theboxingvoice. All these fighters could be asked the question with just $3. You pay $3 one time, and you can literally ask all of those guys a question, you know, for as little as $3 one time, because it's $3 for the entire month. And, you know, we interview people every single day. That's a very good perk for our Patreons.
Absolutely.
You know, to have the ability to ask your favorite favorite fighter a question. Let me go out to Seattle.
Let me get these two super chats, Ness. We got Casual Bass Guys. Shout out to Ness bringing Bo from Bama up into the mix. Bo, you've been on point and fit right in. Good work in Dallas this week. Ring walk with the fire emojis.
Salute,
Paul
bro.
Jimenez.
That's
Crawford
number two.
Versus
Paul.
Spence will go 12 rounds, a close decision, possible draw. Remember what I said.
Mm.
We'll remember, Paul. Shout out to Casual Bass Guy. Shout out to Paul. Let's get to some callers.
Looks like we got Chicago.
My town up in K-Town.
Hey, Daddy. This is Dollar Beat.
I drink soda. I eat pizza. I hang out with chicks all day. These fighters still can't beat me. They fighting every day. They gain the gym every day. Give me 6 weeks. And I got it.
BoxingWiz.com. Yo.
Yo, how's my audio?
Straight.
All right, how you guys doing? How you doing, Danny?
All good.
You guys got Bama Bo on there, a long-time listener.
Absolutely.
You're doing. Yeah.
Yes, sir,
hey,
bro.
How did you like last night? Did you notice how in the ring they had DraftKings as a sponsor, and then they had Spence with his MyBookie?
Yeah, but he's been with MyBookie for some time now. They must be paying him real right.
Yeah,
and OnlyFans as a sponsor as well.
Yeah, he had OnlyFans in the front this time.
OnlyFans on the front. No,
yeah. You know, I stayed away as far as betting. I stayed away from that fight because I honestly didn't know. You know, I had Ugas give me that big win against Pacquiao. But I'll tell you what I did do. I put a nice little parlay together with Lee by decision, Stanionis by decision, and Crowley by decision. And they paid real good on that.
What'd you make, bro?
You know, I had some.
What was the plus money on it once you put that together?
It was close to like plus 600, I think.
Oh, shit.
700. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Cause, yeah, because They had Lee plus 300 for the decision. And I think, what was it? Because I did it on my book. And Stanionis was like plus 275. And Crowley was minus 140 for decision. But, you know, I had listened to, I think it was like a Showtime pod on Lee. You know, he came in a little extra weight. But the trainer for Ochoa, he sounded like they were really prepared. So where a lot of people thought Lee was going to get a knockout, I kind of had this, after listening to what his trainer was saying, I was like, I bet this is going to go decision for Lee, you know, instead of like a KO.
That was, you and probably got good money because Lee was like a minus 500, I think, for that fight. So you probably got good money on a decision.
Yeah, 300 plus 300.
Nice.
Because they thought he was going to get a KO. Like, I think the KO was actually like a minus something. But, like I said, after listening to his trainer, Ochoa's trainer, they were ready for Lee. And they said that Lee really hadn't been on the level of fought, you know, they kind of been feeding him, you know, on Showtime. So...
Yeah, well, they didn't show none of that shit they thought they seen. Let's be real. They was in there on a sparring match. They was just blocking and moving, surviving. Yeah. They didn't really fight.
Well, that's what, like I said, when his trainer was taught, like, I think that was, like, the game plan, just not to get knocked out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, everyone was thinking he was going to get a KO, you know? And, you know, Crowley, you know, I was kind of impressed with Crowley. He dominated more than I thought he would against Jose Zito, but man, that guy needs to just retire. What do you think? Like after that, like he just, I don't know, man. He don't look the same. I think he's been through too much. You know, he's seen too many wars. He's like he needs to cash out.
I mean, we kind of talked about this earlier. I feel like you know. Crowley was supposed to be the bully. He tried the bully tactics in the beginning, and then he had to adjust because Josecito met fire with fire, and it made Crowley become a boxer. So I don't know that Josecito is done.
Yeah. He just didn't look like, he just didn't look the same to me in that fight. He just looked like, I don't know, he looked different. I don't know how to explain it, but... But, yeah, Spence, you know, I don't know, man. You think this fight gets done now that he called him out? I'm still kind of skeptical about it.
Yeah, I mean, his energy is definitely the energy of making the fight is what it looks like.
And what do you think next for this Stanionis guy? Like now, I don't know, where does he go?
I mean, he's going to accept step-aside money again. Obviously, he'll be accepting step-aside again and waiting for those belts to get vacated. You know, not everybody wants to fight Spence. They're not crazy. And even if he wants to fight Spence, they got handlers, man. But got to get to some other callers. Do appreciate you calling in, Steve in Chicago. We got Hawk in Maryland. Hawking him down. Hawk time.
Got to unmute.
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Of course.
All right. Rainwalk, what's up? Great job, bro.
What's good, bro?
Ain't too much, bro. Great job. You've been doing great work there.
Appreciate you. Thank you, bro.
Rose from Alabama.
Happy birthday, Hawk.
Hey, over here in D.C., bro, I can't call you Bama. That jacket, I can't put on you over here. That's not a good jacket to wear. And I got to respect you. You're doing a hell of a great job. So I'm going to say both from Alabama. And
both from where? Yo, Belvedere.
Alabama.
Oh, both from Alabama. Thank you, bro. Appreciate that a lot.
Yes, sir. No, nothing but respect, brother. Nothing but respect.
Yes,
nothing
sir. Yes, sir.
Yo, Ness.
Yo.
Hey, man, I'm trying to figure out one thing, though.
What up?
Why y'all ain't put more effort into that picture with the big fish Grim Reaper coming to the door, killing Kell Brook, hanging his belt up on the door, then leave the blood on the floor? He goes next door and kills Sean Porter, leave the blood on the floor and the belt up on that door. And then he goes next door and did the same thing to Ugas last night. And he put that picture up there, knocking at Terrence Crawford's door next. I think we need to pay attention to that.
And,
yeah.
And he had the scores around his neck like the
Predator.
I thought it was more so like the Cuban dude from the dude with the long arms from Street Fighter.
Oh, Dawson?
And then they say he looked like Ugas. So he had that around his neck after he killed Ugas, according to the picture.
Yeah. Reaper, bro. That was
check the details.
Yeah, check the details, man. That was vicious. But, the caller that called in earlier, I forgot his name. He's a great caller. Nothing but respect to him. I just disagree with one thing he said. You have to give Pitbull his props, bro. Pitbull and Conor Benn, they are doing what you're supposed to do. It's less about how what shape the other fighter been. You're doing your job. You get put in that ring like a Pitbull would. You cut him loose, he destroys their opponent. You don't care about the other party. And that's the reason why I picked Errol Spence to beat Ugas, because Ugas did the same thing he does in every fight. He stands in the middle of the ring, just like he did with Pacquiao, waits for the opponent to come to him, goes a 1-2 box shot, and the opponent goes, I could beat those overhand right, or stand jab to the side. He does it all night. He turns from one side to the other, but basically Ugas does the same thing, standing there. So I know Earl for high output would be because just,
make sure you're talking straight into the mic, Hawk.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I knew that Earl would beat Ugas because Ugas did the same thing against Pacquiao. He stands still and he waits for the opponent to come to him and he throws a 1-2 body shot.
And he's a counterpuncher.
Yeah, and he doesn't work. That's why I knew Earl would beat him, because Earl is a finisher. He got the killer instinct. Terrence Crawford got it. And just like I was saying about Pitbull Cruz, these fighters come to hurt the other opponent. That's why you got to give him his props no matter what shape Gamboa was in. That's not Pitbull's problem. He is put in there to destroy the other opponent. Conor Benn is doing it. Errol Spence is doing it. And Terrence Crawford does it when he gets in the ring. That's why that's a good fight and why they're going to be able to command money. Because they don't play around with these opponents. Like I said, with Ugas, he just barely beat Pacquiao. Pacquiao had to decide whether he was going to retire. Ugas should have retired him. But
Thank you for calling in. We got a super chat.
That's number 3.
For Paul Jimenez. Shout out Paul with the big fish status. 3 super chats, man.
Let's go.
Bringing us in like he reeled us in on the reel. What up? He said 168. Andre Demetrius beats them all to face Canelo. Well, all right, champ. We got N.O. You got to get Hawk up out of there. He got the background going on. Hawk, mute yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen. I like to introduce to you a young fella, and he comes from the Magnolia.
Whoa. Damn, he dropped off. Motherfucker. Oh, there you go.
Got to unmute yourself, partner.
Unmute. Oh, we do have string, bro. There's string up in this bitch.
Ooh. What's happening? What's happening, man? What's up, Ness? What's up, Rainwalk?
What's good,
we
buddy?
Got Bama Boo on the show.
My God, what's good?
What's down with you, homie?
Oh, well, from the 256 to the 504 to the 720. I'm global right now, baby.
702.
Yeah, 702.
Yeah,
I'm just setting it down,
doing,
so I don't
man.
Know what's really around, but I'm going to figure it out eventually.
Yeah, you're a rolling stone right now. I see how you're coming with it here.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, let's get to the business at hand, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been going back and forth with people in a bad call. Like, I ain't gonna say no name. We butted heads a time or two, but that ain't what we came here to talk about. We came here to talk about
the prediction that N.O. been, well, I ain't going to say it was a prediction. It was the truth that I've been telling all this time. And now we finally, see, Ness, when you stick to a real truth, when you stick to yourself and you true to yourself, you can stick with that shit because that's what you know and that's what you believe.
Mm-hmm,
nah,
mm-hmm.
This long road has brought us here, Ness. I've been saying the same thing, and the man has been telling me what he was going to do. Now, until he do something different, then I'll hold his feet to the fire. The man said he was going to get all the straps, and then he going to see Cross. Now, I done went back and forth with a lot of dudes, Ness, bruh. A lot of dudes. Bo, me and Bo bumped heads a few times. But
we did, we did.
Was I telling the truth, Bo? Wasn't this exactly what I was telling you that's going down right now?
When you right, you right. So I give you your respect.
But
your
is
credit.
He right, though? The fight ain't happened just because he's saying he next.
It's
don't mean he be next.
That's what else is going to happen. He's going to go fight who and me. What kind of money?
He's going to fight Jermell
was,
Charlo. He can fight Jermell for more money.
He close to being right.
What? He gonna fight Jermell for more money than this the biggest fight in boxing.
Nah,
that's not, come on, but that's not.
You heard Mike
right
Tyson,
now.
Man. Jermell bigger fight, man.
Man, nobody worrying about with no Mike Tyson. Man, Mike Tyson biting ears and eating mushrooms, man. We not worrying about what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? But, no, it was packed. It was about 4,000.
Mike, the one got shit popping. If it wasn't for Mike talking greasy to Charlo, that shit would have never happened yesterday.
Oh, you talking about with Benavidez? Well, yeah, Mike started that, you know what I'm saying? But
and he
we still ain't
get
a fight out of that. All he did was start an almost beef fight.
And he started the Earl Charlo shit.
Yeah, man, but we ain't worrying about that, man. We worrying about this Crawford fight that should go down at Dallas Stadium because that'll be easy for me. But if it go down in
Man,
Vegas,
you out here tripping. You know Crawford ain't going to Dallas.
Why not? Why not go to Dallas, bro?
Why you out here tripping?
Why would he give? Why would
he
give Earl?
He can pick judges and all that, man. Crawford, we can't go to Nebraska, so why would Crawford trip about Dallas? You know what I'm saying? I mean, even if it go down in Vegas, I'll be there. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it better be Vegas if they want to fight. It got to be neutral territory. Crawford and his team not gonna fall for that craziness. Who that? Tanner Foreman? Cannibal Foreman, who that up the side?
Coach Myers.
Coach Myers. What up? Coach Myers. What is up?
I'm a top draw.
I'm way different.
Man, who called the push?
At this point right now, I'm better fighting the fact. I keep bringing the fact down. I'm letting them share the reign with greatness.
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out Danny. I see you putting in work last night.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, shout out to you, Neff, also. I did get my hat a couple days ago.
Yo, post that. Let me repost.
All right, I got you. Come on, man. Y'all know the truth. Yeah. I mean, just like to piggyback on what NO said, man. Well, I'm going to call names. You know, Brandon Maurice, you know, Stonebone, J-Mac. All y'all bud tenders, you know what I mean? Talking all that junk, talking about Earl Duncan because he wanted to get that third belt from Ugas before he fought him. Keep that same energy. Earl's on his ass now. Keep that same energy because Earl is on his ass and he ain't letting up until you get that fight. So now you got what you want. Now he calling them out, putting up memes, tweeting, whatever. He's on his ass. Do not run now. That's all I got.
I do love that he's not just, you know, like he ain't just dropped the ball and just like, oh, yeah, I want to fight him in the post fight. He's keeping it going. I like that.
He said he wants that mother belt.
Mm-hmm. I like that energy. Who next?
Super chat.
Uh-oh, who that?
Paul
Danny.
Jimenez with the quadruple.
Damn, Paul, shout out to you.
Chat.
Shout out to Paul. What'd he say?
He said, Boo Boo, the only guy walked up in Canelo's press conference, balls of steel, but you wrong, man. You wrong.
Laura
he said
did
he climbed
that.
Up Ben did that.
And Caleb Plant slapped him.
True. So they've been past that walking up to the press conference shit. You got to do something more these days.
You got to body slam. You got to hit him. What's the Rock's finishing move?
You
got
to DDT somebody and shit.
What's the Rock's finishing move? Rock bottom. Yeah, he got a rock bottom, Canelo.
All right, who next?
A-Side Stainless. Unmute yourself.
I said that. Where the A-Side? Where the A-Side?
Red belt, black belt, WO and green. I'm King. Undisputed GOAT, TBE. And you can catch the news first on TPV. Voice of the people, people, now let me speak. Scientist of the sweet, B-O-X-I-N-G.
Yo,
what
TPV
up?
Was good.
What's up?
Rainwalk Danny, man, I know you had a good time last night.
Oh, man, you know it was all well.
Then we got Bama Boa. I guess you global now, huh? Globo.
Yes, sir. Salute Stainless, the OG. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
boxing
bar.
I was just talking to the guys, George and Ken, about boxing bars earlier and talking about the boxing mixtape. So hopefully we can get some of that going. I remember you mentioning you was working on the mixtape and things like that in the background, but the boxing bars, man, people love it.
Yeah, man. You know, it's... I'm looking forward to volume 2.
We need a little weight on it now.
Yeah, we got more rappers now than we had before, more MCs and shit. So we need to go ahead and get, you know, season two, the real season two, season 2.1, I guess, going on the boxing bar so we can get them battles up. And I kind of hear how everybody sounding, you know, kind of, what's the word, orchestrate, I guess, you know, who on what tracks and everything.
No.
But that's some Monday chatter, man. We here to talk about the fight tonight. Ugas, man, Ugas. I want to say he did what I expected him to, but I expected more output from him. I think he got hurt early on or something because he really wasn't throwing a lot of punches past round 4 or 5.
Felt that power,
so,
man. Felt that power.
Arrow looks strong.
Which is crazy because is it just me or did Ugas look huge in the ring that night?
Hell yeah.
He looked like he was 154, 160 or something, man. At least,
yeah,
like, Errol looked
more.
Little.
Yeah, he looked humongous,
yeah,
in there.
And Errol still broke him down, man. Like I say, it's, people don't believe me, but I'm a fan of both. And I'm a fan of boxing. So, you know, hearing Errol say that the way he said it. And if you notice, he ain't really called out no fighters, you know, every time, we gonna talk to our people. I'm gonna go buy some horses, some chicken. So, to hear him actually calling out Bud, that's good, man. It's good for boxing. I gotta agree with my OG, Info Joe. We need to go ahead and start orchestrating that TBV appreciation party to coincide with that fight, because it's gonna be big, and all of us are already talking about being there. So, you know, it's already a guaranteed done deal. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure every boxer in boxing is going to be wherever that fight is, because that's the biggest fight you can make right now.
So,
and I can't wait to start talking about it. But shouts out to y'all,
y'all,
man.
Better pump
y'all
brakes. That shit ain't done.
Yeah, I know. But just that, when the last time you heard Errol call out Bud?
Never.
Never.
I heard it last night.
Exactly.
Not never.
Exactly. So, just the fact, when the last time you heard Errol call out a fighter? After his fight.
Did you say
never.
He fought Danny Garcia before?
Yeah, but
I think
he
might
have
called Manny Pacquiao over after he fought.
Yeah,
Mikey
he probably
Garcia
called.
Stand.
He probably called one, Danny and Pacquiao out.
He never called out.
No, because Danny came in the ring. Danny came in the ring, and he
true.
Was saying, "I don't want to fight either one of them." Because they ain't want to give him a shot when he's nobody. So that alone give me some belief that this
Earl
fight going to happen.
Hold the
I mean,
grudge,
you know,
Spence, Jr.
Yeah. I mean, we all know that the boxing the business can always fuck up a fight. But, you know, I'm going to just keep my fingers crossed and keep praying to the boxing gods as we get another month full of boxing sacrifices, some losses for some of these people, man, and we going to see this fight, fellas. I'm going to keep praying to the boxing guys until it happens.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Stainless, before you go. You've been in Ohio for a while. You know what I'm saying? I know you're an OG smoker as well. Who got the better bud, Ohio or Tennessee or Detroit? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say Detroit because Detroit is legal.
And then who got the number two spot?
Right now it's Nashville, but I've only been here, you know what I'm saying, for a week. So I probably only touched like two or three strings since I've been
Ohio
here.
Got some catching up to do.
I thought you went to Ohio.
I am in Ohio.
He said Ohio number three right now.
But he just
smoke weed every day.
He just said right now is Nashville, but I only been here.
No, he's saying right now number
two
is Nashville.
Nashville number two because I've only been in Columbus for maybe a week and a half, so I've only gone through two or three strains. So I'm saying you don't get the trophy scored a couple points punching people. You know what I'm saying? You got to win the whole fight. So right now they in third place.
But smoke weed every day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Every hour. That's what he should have said. R.I.P. Nate Dogg. But as I always say, please make sure you push the thumbs up, share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice podcast. This is TBV for life. And if you ain't on Patreon, that's because you're stupid. Oh, and most importantly, man, I keep trying to say this every time I'm on here. Bo, if you on there, man, you know how we get down in the back car. You know, so we got a GoFundMe, or just go to his cash out for JT and his sons, as his brother takes his sons on another road to another big tournament. Mm-hmm. He's already taken the other tournaments, but it would help if we could help him pay for the big one. You know what I'm saying? And get these boys where they need to be.
Small donation.
TBV boxing boy. So yeah, keep with the donations. It ain't for like I think another 2-3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? We's trying to hit 1,000. We might be halfway there.
It's in Ohio next, isn't it?
Yo, I'm calling y'all out. That's sad that y'all only halfway there.
You number one, though, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And
oh, I still got the biggest donation? That's a damn shame. Y'all don't even accept me. Y'all don't even accept me in the back call. Meanwhile, I'm shitting on all y'all.
Hey, send me the link so I can keep putting it in the chat, Stainless. Send me the link, bro.
To the rest of them, too.
Text me the link.
The people in the chat. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't got to the level that the people in the back car have. They didn't at least match and beat what Neston donated. The people that listen in, y'all ain't matched what Neston donated or caught up with the chat. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to people who have donated. Actually, there is somebody who done beat you, and that would be Big Fish Vega. He's probably donated $7,500. You know what I'm saying? He's dope. Some people didn't have a link, so they done cashed up to other brothers so they could cash app it to JT or send it to JT, you know what I'm saying? So don't think it ain't a community effort going on there. But Ness is right, you know what I'm saying? As much as y'all hate this motherfucker and want to talk, excuse my language, but as much y'all hate this brother and want to talk crap about him and his narratives and this and that, my man is there for his community. You know what I'm saying? And he has the largest donation of $100. I ain't seen nobody beat it, match it, or come close other than Vega, who, like I said, did multiple donations. So as I always say, this is TBV for life. And if you ain't on Patreon, that's because you stupid.
Great call. Great call.
Appreciate the call, bro. Oh, well, there's a lot of stupid people out there because there's a lot of people not on Patreon. They need to get there so you can ask every single one of our guests a question whenever they do come on. We got St. Louis Red. Shout out to you. I received that Cash App late last night. We appreciate the support. What's going on?
All love. I got a rhetorical question. What happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object? That's what I see with this fight, man. I thought Errol Spence looked amazing. It's good to see him back. He has been a little lackluster in his past several fights, in my opinion. I got Crawford Spence a pick 'em fight. This is a fight I knew was coming. But for all of the I'm impartial. I don't really care. I'm on neither side. I'm on the side of boxing. But for all the guys who one way or another, I mean, a lot of times Cass is pushing the Crawford spiel. My thing is Crawford is the king of adjustments, but he's the king of adjustments because far too frequently, you know, his fights have been more competitive than they should have been, in my opinion, or he's been coming from behind, you know. So with that being said, he adjusts and he knocks his opponents out. But those opponents are not Errol Spence Jr. Meanwhile, both of the brothers are talking about moving up to 154 after they win this fight. Of all the trilogies and the rematches that's been forced down our throat, this is the one I want. I ain't even worried about 154 right now. If it's a great fight, they should run it back. That's my call.
All right, same Louis Red.
We got a couple super chats. We got Joseph. Oh, we got Supermax. We got now. If this fight gets made and now it is bigger than ever, is that good or bad? Because this helps prove that marination can work when done right.
Yeah, when done right. As long as right ain't fucking 7 years like Mayweather Pacquiao. I mean, how many years is this one now? Four? Or almost four? Working on four? I want to say started popping to 2018, but I could be wrong. You allegedly played the almanac on this show.
I mean, I'm trying to think. We had 2016 was the Kell Brook fight.
Yep.
Or was that 17?
I don't know.
That was 17, May of 17. May of 17, he fought Bundu. Summer of 16. So, yeah, so I would say since 2017.
And what was that since 2016? I missed the beginning.
Oh, I'm saying the talk of Terrence Crawford Earl Spence, I would say since 2017.
And then it was pretty cool when they met up in the hallway, had Bob. Bob actually tried to make the fight, in my opinion, based off of him being in the hallway with Spence. Like, that was a good effort, bro. Like a face-to-face call-out versus Twitter and all. I mean, face-to-face, the way you do it. That's the old-school way, but apparently that ain't the way no more.
Man, look, well, obviously not, right? Terrence leaving top.
Yeah, right.
Being a free agent, but look, as long as the fight gets made, to me that's the most important thing. But let's get some more callers.
What about the Paul Jimenez super chat as well? That's number five for him today.
Damn, shout out to Paul Jimenez. He says Canelo versus Bivol and Crawford versus Spence on the same card would be epic. I mean, yeah, bro, but you know, pretty unrealistic. And you know, that's another thing too. When you pay out your main event, your undercard may
don't
not
be
weak. Yeah, I mean, let's look at this coming weekend and Tyson Fury and Dillian White. But, you know, pretty poor undercard. Mayweather Pacquiao, pretty poor undercard.
But this week's pay-per-view was a pretty good undercard for a big fight like it was.
Yeah, you know, I was
no
like,
heavyweights or nothing like that, or light heavyweights.
I liked it. Somebody said it pretty well, and it just worked out that way. But it was kind of like a retirement party. You know, Gamboa might
Fernando
be done.
Vargas.
Fernando Vargas might be done.
Jose
Tito might be done. So you get what I'm saying?
I can see that.
It turned out to be what could be a retirement party, but nonetheless.
Jose Tito did the best.
What do you mean, the card?
Yeah.
Jose Tito did the best. Shun him for his efforts in this past weekend's fight. He did good compared to Van Heerden on the Conor Benn card and Gamboa.
That's
like
fair.
Jose
That's
Tito,
fair.
I don't even put him in the same bracket as the
That's
other
fair.
Guys.
That's fair, and I'm on record. I picked Jose Tito in that fight. I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
That ain't a...
He's starting to show...
Oh, you didn't even
He's
watch
starting to show
yet.
His Mexican shit for real.
Oh, but then when I don't pick Andy versus AJ, or when I don't pick...
You're not Mexican enough. I know.
Yeah.
You can never please everyone, bro.
But La Jessica saying, I'm glad you are back, Danny. I'm glad I'm back too, man.
Bro, this fish is legit beating me down.
That's a big fish.
I've been trying to catch this big fish all afternoon.
But we still got a lot of callers to get to.
Because I just want
to
go
so
like
while
that.
While Ness plays with toys, we're going to get to who's next. TVV's People's Champ.
Oh,
let's get to
word,
it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not playing with toys. These are props for the show. So that we could actually, like, be better than regular shows.
Entertain.
Yeah, like, we ain't just trying to be boring
but
and bland.
Shout out to Big Fish Party,
man. Is it making you better when the toy itself cannot be used, so now you have to play Bob the Builder and try to fix the shit live on there?
I mean, if we would have came in earlier, that's our fault for not being here early to do
the when
the
budget get bigger, we're going to get a real fish tank and catch some real fish. How about that? We're going to catch real fish, so don't even worry about it.
TBD.
You got a Texas Bulldog. The People's Champ did not join.
Okay, Texas Bulldog Boxing. What up?
What up, TBD?
Hey, what up, man?
Man, appreciate y'all taking my call, man. So I was at the fight last night. I just wanted to touch on a few things. And, man, what a show, man. The whole card was stacked. The main event, man, it was amazing, man. For some odd reason, something told me, man, put something on the later round stoppages on my bookie. Fair enough, man, that 10th round came through and hit for me.
Damn, shout out to you.
Yeah, man, that was great. And overall, man, it was amazing once that main event started, man, because just to put it in perspective for you, man, I had Errol Spence fans to my right. I had my people to the left.
more Spence fans in front of me and directly behind me. We had a big section of Cubans, man. It was crazy, bro. Like, round five, round six, you know, Ugas had his moments. You know, you go from celebrating with the Spence fans to going at it with the Poppy's this and the Poppy's that, man. It was crazy, man. It was a great time. And I didn't get to see Danny, man, but I had a question for him.
What's up, bro? I'm listening.
I think he was ducking everybody.
Man, did you, when that main event started, Danny, did you smell that shit?
Oh, it was people was blowing in there?
Bro, as soon as they start walking out, me and my brother just looked over at each other and was like, oh, damn.
You
were live, bro. My city was in there fooling.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't, but I can imagine. I mean, I'm not surprised. You know, the media setup was kind of different this time, so we was kind of like away from everything, so maybe that's why. But I've been to fights, and I've been to Earl fights, and you smell it in the air. I've been to Tank fights, and you smell it in the air. So, you know, I've been to Tank fights. When Tank fought in Baltimore, it was so much smoke in there. It was like you was on an airplane. Some clouds, you know, you can't see, some you can. So
smoke weed every day.
But,
yeah, man.
Go ahead with your car, bro.
Oh, yeah, man. One thing about Errol Spence fights that maybe people that are not from here that, you know, didn't go might not understand is Dallas is not really a friendly city, bro. Like, you know, just like any other city, you can get grimy at times. But when Errol Spence fights, man, he brings out north side, south side, east side, west side. And when everybody shows up, it's all the same vibe, man. Like, everybody's just there to support Errol. And to be honest, it was great, man. I had a great time, bro.
Whoa.
Nah, bro, I had a ball myself, bro. And I'm going to be honest, bro. I thought Houston had it, but it's close, man. There was a lot of fat asses walking around AT&T Stadium last night, let me tell you. Oh, my God.
All the ladies in this room, but I can't say too
much. Yo, don't get in trouble, man. Don't get in trouble.
Sorry, man, but I'm going to let y'all go, man. I'll let get up off the line, man, but thanks for taking my call, man.
Appreciate you, bro. Thank you.
Super chat.
Oh, yeah.
We got a message from El Camino to Stainless that says, Stainless, I'm a match Ness because you've always showed El Camino love. Shout out to Stainless. See? When you do things without expecting nothing, good things always come.
Absolutely. Super chat. We got Super Max with another one. He said,
that's number three, no?
Two.
Number two for Supermax. He said, damn, what you think of EJ's ring walk? The whole crowd was singing. Yeah, nah, bro, that shit was lit.
What was they singing?
My cousin texted me and said it was epic, but I didn't even see it because I think I was
going to get
the chicken.
What's up with the dude he brought out? I never heard of that dude. Then I followed him I checked him out on Instagram. He only had 2,400 followers. So shout out to Earl for bringing out somebody like that nobody knows.
Yeah, it was a Dallas artist.
Was it like Big Tuck or somebody?
Yeah.
Man, I'm not.
It was Big Tuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Tuck. He brought out like, what's the other Dallas fighter that got beat by Virgil Ortiz? Can't think of his name.
Maurice Hooker?
Yeah, he brought out Maurice. Well, Maurice Hooker came out to his song when he fought Jose Ramirez for the belts or whatever.
Right.
He came out to that song, Not a Stain on Me. I'm not the biggest in the Texas rap, but that was jumping too.
Yeah, no, Big Tuck had the crowd on their feet yesterday, and Earl actually touched on it in the post fight press conference, saying that it's just important for him to put his
pay homage.
On,
yeah, you pay
you know,
homage.
Put his people on and shit like that, and you know, represent for his city. But who we got next, George?
Special feature one.
Special feature was good.
Shout out Louisiana. Stand up.
Special feature.
Gotta unmute.
He unmute. Let's come back to him.
Would I break something if I like, Davidian. If I did a whole fisherman thing where you like, you know what I mean?
But you do that
when you toss
with your phone there.
No, I know you got to do that with like the hook, right, not with the fish. Right. Not with the fish actually attached to it. Yeah, you know
like my head over here.
Nah, you good, man. Y'all good, man. I got control.
It do look pretty cool floating out there by that.
You got a Davidian on the line.
Davidian, what's the word?
God bless.
What's good?
What's good?
Sorry about
good.
That. Good. I just want to say happy Easter to all y'all.
You mean happy Big Fish Day?
I'm saying happy Easter first. The King is risen. He is risen indeed. But I'm going to go on. Yes, it is Big Fish Day as well. So, yeah, Earl did his thing. I'm just excited that, you know, he's everything that I thought he was. I don't know. It was a great night of fights. The whole card was stacked. We need more fight cards like that from top to bottom. No bullshit. It's got to be all, like, if they could do that. I mean, I know you can't always do that, but it was just a good night of fights. And Jonas, you know, he did his thing. He got some fast hands. But, yeah, Earl Crawford, that's the best fight, biggest fight in boxing, hands down. I don't want nobody else fighting nobody else. Just them two, the two best. Nobody's fucking with them two except them two. Hmm. So, and you know, I already know who I got.
Who you got? Who you got?
Crab season, Earl.
Crab season?
You already know. Nope, that's not what I said. You got crab's nest?
I didn't know if you said crab season. I'm my bad.
No, I said strap season. You heard what I said?
Strap
season. But God bless y'all. That's
shout
my
out,
call.
Shout out, shout out. Yo, who next?
Jay Benitez.
James Benitez.
Alabama.
Alabama, what up?
Yo, what's up, next year?
Los Chingatos. Listo, say Los Chingatos.
And it's not going the distance. Either he'll wave the white flag or I'll wave the corner.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
A lot of you live believable lives.
It's easy to sit in those seats. It ain't easy to stand up here. Remember that.
Matter of fact, when I smacked his brother in this gym right here, he didn't do anything. All he did was stand there like a big fat pussy.
Your mind has that fight going.
Well, me get my hand raised.
SPS Promotions.
Yo, what's up, Ness? Ring
what
walk
up?
And Bo?
What's good?
Alabama.
What's up, man? Yo, yeah, I had a good weekend in Dallas this weekend. You know, I went to the event. I like to say that, Tank's events ain't fucking with Earl, man. Tank's events is not fucking with Earl, man. Earl brought all the asses out. Mm. You can really see that big fish movement was in effect. Like, Green Walk, I know you saw all them girls wearing the fishnet pants and shit like that with their asses hanging out.
Mm.
It was just a beautiful sight. Yes, there was a lot of weed being blown in the air. Man, I was amazed. I was amazed by the event, man. It was just AT&T Stadium, man. It's phenomenal. Other than that, you know, I think Ness, I was shooting some texts as I was trying to make some live betting and everything, and I was disappointed with the outcome of the fight. I thought Ugas was going to take it with how the first four rounds started. But, you know, it is what it is. Earl's a dog. A lot of the other fights, I wasn't really impressed. Gamboa, that was his retirement showing. But, yo, man, Dallas is where it's at, man. I'm not even going to lie. You know, Dallas is the move. I mean, hell, it had me thinking about damn looking at jobs in Dallas, man, thinking about doing a full relocation.
Mm.
So,
you going to leave Alabama, bro?
Shit, Huntsville? For that?
Nah, bro, don't do it like that.
Crazy as hell, man.
Come on,
yo,
man.
I spent my weekend in Atlanta and Dallas, man. Shit, I ain't stunting Huntsville, man.
Come on, bro.
Yo,
hey, man, don't pay him no mind. This coming from the same guy who left Bama, so don't let Bo
come
to Vegas.
He's up in Nashville.
On the Boxing Boys podcast. Come on, bro. Of course.
I mean, all right, that is a good power move and everything. Though,
but for some behind, you know what I'm saying? You gotta stay in Bama, baby. Stay in Bama.
Nah, screw that shit. They build different out there, man. That's all I know, man.
You ain't
you got
lying.
You got the Mexican, you got the Hispanic woman with the fat asses, the Asian woman with the fat asses.
All the flavors.
Everybody.
Man, all the flavors. Hey, with it all hanging out. And other than that, man, I think one of the funniest things that happened, man, is like when the whole Charlo crew was just coming out, man, and, you know, there was some people behind me, man, they were just yelled out, man. They're like, there goes the neighborhood. And lo and behold, man, they're going to start some shit. So, man, hopefully, man, Jamal does make that fight with all that shit he was talking. I think what that tweet say, man, don't miss weight and don't be on coke.
Mm.
So we'll see what happens.
Jamal said that?
Yeah, when he said that?
Yeah.
Today?
It was trending on Twitter yesterday.
Yesterday. Mm. Was it before or after the fight?
How the fuck?
I mean, before or after
now,
or before
now
the
fight? Now I know you lying. Now I know you lying.
Was it before or after the fight?
I never thought James was a liar till now. He going to say something that Jamal Charlo tweeted is trending on Twitter. Get the fuck out of here.
No. I ain't say he tweeted. I heard that from other people who tweeted that shit, man. They're like, hey, don't miss weight. Don't on coke. Give me a few minutes after I get to the crib. I'm gonna shoot you a screenshot of people putting out on Twitter. How about that, then? I'm gonna do that for you.
Nah, it's all good. I just thought you said it was trending and that he tweeted it. I'm like, what?
Nah, it was a few other people said that shit. So I don't know where they get that phrase from, but that was on Twitter with his name associated with it. But other than that, man, come on, Ness. Why you gonna put me on some shit like I'm just a liar?
I was just more shocked. I'm more shocked that Charlo has some shit trending. That's what I'm trying to say.
Because he boring as fuck normally, right?
Nah, he pretty exciting in the ring. He born out of the ring.
Come on, his fights are really that exciting, Ness.
I mean, the one TL fight was good. So was the Derevyanchenko fight.
Yo, man, hey, Ness.
You seen his eye in the Montiel fight?
Ness, you go ahead and go to that call because you bullshitting right there, man.
So you ain't like that fight?
Nah, I ain't like that fight, man.
Oh, I ain't know.
Oh, but anyways, Ness, man, hey, I love the show. Love all things that y'all got going on. Hey, Bo, keep doing your thing, man. Much support. Keep representing for the South as always.
Love.
And, man, but yeah, man, we got to get to Dallas, man. Bud and Earl need to happen in Dallas, man. That's just how I feel. I'm out.
Yo.
What
the hell is this? Las Vegas is out of control, man.
What I sent you?
Yeah.
I agree.
Bruh, what is this? Look at this.
Now auditioning Ukrainian strippers.
I bet that's real too, bro.
No, yeah, the little darlings, bro. It's a strip club out here.
I believe.
But in small letters, it says, "We stand with Ukraine."
That's crazy, though.
I've seen some weird stuff out here. Like, I'm from Alabama to come up here, and as soon as I got to where I'm like, bro, it's way much. I'm just going to keep it there. I'll leave it there.
A couple of super chats I want to acknowledge, of course. We got Supermax with another one saying Southside the Realest is a huge anthem. And if you go back, that's the song that was played between rounds when Earl went in and dropped Porter. So it was fire.
Mm.
And then we got Texas Bulldog Boxing with another one saying Earl next ring walk need to be Tussle by DSR 100. Shark emoji, fire emoji. For sure. But who do we have next, George?
Special feature one. You get another chance.
Bro. Let's try them again. Let's try them again.
Was it?
Special feature. He's already unmuted. I think maybe he may be having audio issues, perhaps.
In the meantime, can I give Supermax his air horns?
Absolutely.
That was
Let's get it. Supermax is
speaking of Supermax, did y'all see the super belt that Mauricio is making for the Brits?
The Brits are coming.
I got to find it on, like, his social media because it's too small in the picture they sent me.
Yeah, man. I know there's a lot of people who I see the man saying, damn, Danny, I didn't catch you at the fight last night, bro. A lot of people's trying to get up.
Check it out. That's me. That's the picture. That's pretty dope for that day. Little Brit belt.
It's all right.
Little Brit.
It's all right.
Nah, it's pretty right. It's pretty right. Look at that.
That's pretty cool.
It ain't got nothing on that green belt, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's by the green belt. It's supposed to be
green belt, but it's
it
not
ain't supposed
green.
To be green because it's London.
I get it. It's all right.
Who we got in Blog Talk, Ness?
Who do we have in Blog Talk? Nobody. Who's on the Discord? Nobody. Nesta Gibbs on TikTok. Ness GTO on Instagram.
Ringwalk Danny on all platforms, and Bo, give your handles.
Bo from Bama on YouTube and King_Bo88 on Instagram.
Catch us on the next one. We will be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern. Peace.
Arrivederci.
Big Fish.
Season.
Party.
Fiestas.